Focus.
That's right. We're back again. Episode
330.
Wait, not yet. 320. Oh, yeah. I'm AJ Twiz.
I'm T.
That's right.
Wait, you told me 330.
320.
You told me 330, motherfucker.
Fuck. Okay, well, apparently it's Wilmer. And Wilmer's the whale Pokemon, I bet.
I wouldn't be surprised. I'm almost going to be more mad if I take the time to look it up.
Wait, he's the whale. He's the...
No, wait. I'm going to tell you right now.
The little whale Pokemon. No, the tiny whale Pokemon?
Ha! You wouldn't have never guessed.
Damn it.
The ball whale Pokemon.
Oh, something with whale. I knew it. I was kind of thinking along the line of like, what's his shape like? But I'm like, I don't know. The beach ball Pokemon. All right, well, that's a thing. That's a Wilmer.
Well,
and this is going to be a whale of a show, right, T?
Oh, my God. So this is the Nerd Podcast, if you couldn't tell by that joke he just made.
This is the last episode of Unfocus for the month.
Oh, damn. Give your thanks to us. but, yeah, this is the podcast about comics, video games, animes, movies,
and all that nerd stuff.
Yeah, all that shit. And, yeah, we're on, you know, our episode 330, as we said earlier. Don't forget, we're on Stitcher, Twitch, twitch.tv/unfocused.
Right? Twitch.tv/collision28. On youtube.com/unfocused, though.
If you want to get us on Twitter, our handle is @unfocused28.
That's right.
If you want to get us... Oh, we're also on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, if you want to check us out that way as well.
For sure. And I got to check the mail, because you can also send us email.
Unfocuspodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And yeah, if you want to ask us questions, have us talk about certain certain things or whatever, that's how you're gonna reach us.
That's right.
That being said, should I start off with my Unfocus week?
And we didn't get any emails, but yes.
Shit, I don't know why I offered to go first. I don't remember what I did.
All right, I'll go first.
Okay.
Because I didn't do anything. actually, I wish I brought it over here, but I didn't. But I forgot to talk about it last week. I got my Tekken Tag Tournament vinyl album finally in the mail. I missed it when it was released on the actual website. And somehow I found it on Amazon out of all places, but it was like on pre-order though. I'm like, well, it's already been released and it's sold out. So maybe whoever bought it is like trying to sell it on Amazon, but like it hasn't gotten to them yet. So that's why it's a pre-order. And it was like an extra like 10, 15 bucks more than it was on the website. I was like, fuck it. I want this shit. Right. And so I ordered it and it just randomly came out in the mail last week. And now I have it and it's sitting in the corner over there with all my other vinyls. But I have that now. So that's cool. Next on the list, if I haven't missed it yet, I think it's Tekken 4 and then Tekken 5. I think I want 5 more than 4 for sure. So if I miss 4, I think I'm okay with that. But I definitely want 5.
Okay.
Tekken 5 soundtrack. So that happened. Also, I found some Pokemon, Roaring Skies Elite Trainer Boxes, the ETBs. I found one at Target yesterday, finally, which is cool.
What is that? What is Pokemon Roaring Skies?
It's the series, there's base series and fossil and... Motherfucker, I want that.
You can't have it. I don't even know what he does. You could probably have it.
I want to tell you, I'm pretty sure he's a good card he can make a deck with, so I want to try that.
By the way, if anyone doesn't know, we have both found some discounted boxes for the new Digimon BT6, which I think we talked about last week that was a thing now. And so we're going to be slowly opening them throughout the show because we can't.
Because why not?
Because we have problems. But I'm sorry, continue, AJ.
So I have, what was I saying? Yeah. What the fuck was I saying? Elite Trainer Boxes. That's right. So I picked
up. What is it? You were going to tell me.
It's just a box. Imagine these boxes, except it doesn't come with like all the different cards. It comes with 8 packs. And it comes, you know how Pokemon use energy? It comes with a shitload of energy cards and like just everything you need to like build a deck.
Are those like the rectangular boxes where they would give you? Yeah, I remember those. Yeah. I think I bought one of those before.
So I bought one. I bought it because I want to, for my niece. For Christmas, I want to get into Pokemon, right? So I bought that, and I bought myself one so I can play with her, right?
It gives you like packs from different sets, right? Like
that's all the one set. It's all Roaring Skies or Evolving Skies. What it is? My bad. It's Evolving Skies. It's like an EV. It's an EV set, or the EV series in a way. So I bought it because I found it finally at a retail rather than get it at a card shop, but they normally bump up the price a little bit, right? So that's cool. So I found that. We played some Smash Brothers this week.
Yeah.
This is why this is here today. I got the hammer this week.
AJ has earned his stripes. won it back for Unfocused.
We played some Smash Brothers for the hammer, so I, you know, it was easy, you know, just go in there, just breathe a little bit, and just win the hammer, you know? So I got that. And then I guess that's about... Oh, yeah, watched some Cowboy Bebop, the live action, right? We'll talk about that. Some Hawkeye. I don't think I watched anything else, really, other than that.
Okay.
As far as... Yeah, a little bit of UU, you know, just because it's playing in the background. I've been working on my whole database thing I'm doing with the Digimon cards and all that. I've been stumped with trying to automate something. Just do this for me. I don't want to go do it myself. Let me just program something so you can just do it for me. And I couldn't get it to work, so I just kind of cheated a little bit. But I got that going now. I think I'm at a point now where I can actually start literally just filling in information now. I don't think I really got to work on anything else, really. Other than making it look good. I think there's one other thing I need to work on, but that can wait. So now I can start entering information and start categorizing all my cards and all that. So I'll start doing that probably tomorrow and stuff, because I'm off tomorrow. Yay.
Damn, must be nice.
And then I think that's about it.
All right.
Yeah.
For my Unfocused week, what did I do? I played a lot of Digimon. I finally got the cast off of my hand, so it doesn't look... much better, but trust me, this is way smaller and a lot better than last time, and I can actually take this off and fucking play video games and shit. It's nice.
That's crazy. Yeah. Just take the wrappings off
like he, yeah. And so I'm gonna come to the next fight night, like, you know, take it off real slow, you know, and then all of a sudden that black energy is gonna be coming from my hand.
That's cool.
Yeah, you know, I'll let you'll see, you know. But anyway, yeah, so, you know, getting to play some Splatoon again was nice. It's funny, in some ways I feel like obviously I got worse than I've been playing, but in other ways I feel like I got better. Like, I'm making these weird turn shots I wasn't making before, and now I'm like, huh, like, why am I doing that? Like, why can't I do that? Like, I don't know, it's really weird. I think maybe just the way I play chains or something, and I'm making these weird shots now sometimes.
Maybe,
I'm like, okay,
just, maybe you just thought about it a little more or something.
I guess. I even kind of somehow...
not thinking about it.
Maybe stepping away from it made me think differently. I even figured out this new thing. Like, I fire in a couple directions, right?
Mm-hmm.
I zoom in. Instead of zooming back where I came, I zoom in, zoom back where I came, and then zoom...
the sideways
through a corner, like a diagonal corner, so they're kind of watching where I was at, and I see they're shooting the wrong place, so I'm like, oh shit, it worked. And I start popping fools. I'm like, oh, I never thought to do that before. So
that's funny.
I don't know, it's just kind of funny coming back and learning some new things. I guess that happens with fighting games too, you know. You stop
that's
for a while, you come back with new ideas, you're like, oh shit, where'd that
yeah
come
you
from?
Start so yeah, I've done that before too. Like, so last time we played Soul Calibur with the guys, like I was MIA for a little bit. And I came back, and I just started just doing some shit, and then, like, Steve noticed. He's like, what the fuck? When you start doing that? I was like, I knew how to do it. I just never did it. Like, I don't know, it just came to my head, and I just started doing it now.
Yeah, I think I think by stepping away, we break the rhythms of all the things we normally use. Yeah. So you kind of like, oh, there's other shit. I'm going to play around with this, you know?
Yeah, like, oh, yeah, I forgot about this. Let's start fucking around with this now, you know?
Yeah.
There's this particular combo that he always, like, tells me to use, and I always forget about it, but I was, like, using it more often, too. He's like, what the fuck? Now you land it now? I was like, I can always land it.
I can always
like,
land it.
just never use it.
Yeah.
I forget that it's an option. But, yeah.
Yeah, but, so yeah, that's been, you know, having fun with Digimon BT6, playing, happy to play video games again, so Splatoon. I can't wait to start playing some Smash Bros. Again, because it looks like the game is on. We just fought for the hammer with Smash Bros. I was just watching this time, but...
game is on.
Next game I'll be playing. And, yeah, so it'll be fun, you know? Other things, what else? I think that's about it for my Unfocus Week. Hawkeye, obviously, I saw that. Yeah, not too much else, man. I want to see Ghostbusters. I haven't made time to do it yet.
I kind of want to see it, too.
I heard it's good.
Yeah.
Everyone I know that actually knows Ghostbusters shit loves it. Hmm. Like, they're like, it's really good.
That's cool.
So I'm kind of excited to check that out. I guess that's about it for my Unfocus Week. I can't really think of anything else I've done that was, like, very memorable. But, yeah, Unfocused. That being said, should we jump into the review?
All right, so we're going to do some spoilers, right?
Yeah, so if anyone... we have some... cool-ass new spoiler music that AJ found for us.
We had it last week, too, but, like, we just couldn't hear it because we couldn't hear it. The viewers can hear it. We couldn't hear it.
Okay, well, I'm finally hearing this.
But now we can finally hear it.
yeah, so as long as the music is playing, if you're listening auditorily, as long as the music is in the background, spoilers are happening. If you're watching visually, as long as the red signs on the top are flashing, then spoilers are happening. So we're going to start off by breaking down Hawkeye. Spoilers for Hawkeye episode 1 and 2. You saw 2, right, AJ?
I did, yes.
All right, spoilers for episode 1 and 2 for Hawkeye. Yeah, so the series about, you know, the man whose life is an arrow, you know, it came out. We got a 2-episode drop. I think it's going to be a 6-episode series, right?
Is it only 6?
I think it's 6.
I don't have no ideas.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 6. But yeah, they gave us 2 for the first burst. AJ, what do you think about it?
Yeah, so far so good. I got no beef with it so far. Like, it seems pretty dope.
Yeah.
It's funny. It has some good action in there. Yeah. I'm liking it so far.
You know what's funny? It reminds me more of Daredevil.
A little bit. Yeah, I can see that.
For me, like, personally.
Just like the
feel of it.
The feel,
know,
of it. Yeah, yeah, I see that.
Even the martial arts, like, it's real.
Mm.
Except for a couple moments, the martial arts is very real and practical compared to most MCU things, so it kind of gave me that Daredevil vibe.
Okay.
I like it a lot. You know what? I don't think I've ever seen this kid in anything. Haley Steinfeld?
No.
Nothing. I don't think I've seen her in anything. And so, like, I find her face very interesting. I'm like, I don't think you're pretty exactly, but I just can't stop looking at you. There's something weird about her. Like, I don't know.
She's in Pitch Perfect. I think the second or third one. That's how I know her from.
Yeah.
I feel like she's been in something else I might have seen, but that's what I recognize her from. Is from that.
Yeah. Well, she's doing a good job. I like it a lot. Very entertained. Oh, nice. I got a Titan on. I was looking for that for. Yeah. Very entertained. Very cool. I like the groundedness of it. You know what I really appreciated from the first 2 episodes is I like how you see how Hawkeye is keeping up with all the Avengers, because he's a regular guy and shit, right? And so you're like, you know, he's getting injured all the time where they wouldn't get injured, you know?
Right.
He's aware of things and just is on top of things, even though he don't have a heads-up display like Tony Stark.
Yeah.
And as you're watching this, you kind of see why, like, what's her name was like, it's like, what are you doing? Are you ascertaining the threats right now?
Like, yeah, he's looking around.
Well,
yeah.
He's like, yeah, well, I guess. And she's like, yeah, you're looking around to see, like, is that how you stay on top of things and make sure you can keep up with it? He's like, yeah, I guess. Like, I feel like even he didn't really think of it before. Like, yeah, I guess so. Like, you know, like, and yeah. He's kind of annoyed with her, obviously, because she's a kid, and that's a pretty cool dynamic.
Well, then we also learned that she was a kid in the Battle of New York, right? The first Avengers.
Yeah.
And then
she's one of the few people that was saved by Hawkeye, specifically. Yeah.
Not like straight up, like, purposely, you know, but I'm sure.
He saved her.
He, like, saved her, though, right?
He blew up that ship that was coming for her.
Yeah, so her house got exploded on, right? Her parents were fine. All right, well, at least one of them was.
No, her dad was not fine. Yeah.
And then, like, she was just watching the battle as it was happening. And she's the first person she saw was Hawkeye just down the street shooting arrows at bitches. Mm-hmm. And then she became a Hawkeye fan after that. So.
Fourth Jessmon. It's time, AJ. The time has come. Fuck, I forgot to buy sleeves. Anyway, how are you going?
But yeah, so that's her story. So then she sees Hawkeye, she meets him, she gets, like, all fangirled out a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the Ronin suit comes back into play, though, right?
Yeah, man.
So
I really like
interesting.
That.
Interesting, yeah. So apparently she comes across this auction that's happening. They're auctioning off random things. It's a black, like, market, like, type of auction thing. And I'm interested in that fool. They have Ronin's outfit and his sword and a watch. I'm not sure what the watch is going to be.
What's up with the watch?
I don't know.
That's what they were looking for. But so it must be important.
But it's stuff from the Avengers, like, compound, like that. I don't know, leftover somehow. I'm not sure which one, but
no, it's from the one from Endgame.
Okay, so the big one, right? Upstate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, the upstate one. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. But yeah, they found those items, I guess, and they're auctioning it off. First thing they auctioned off, though, was a fucking Triceratops skull for a fucking $2.7 million.
You know, I like how they showed you the gravity of what we're dealing with. Yeah. Like, a Triceratops skull is equal to this sword because an Avenger had it.
Right?
You know, like, that's crazy. I like that.
It didn't sell for as much, though, but, like.
But, like, it's considered in that level, you know? Like,
yeah.
I remember they're like, don't tell you don't know where you got it. Remember, like, they said,
yeah,
when you got the Triceratops head?
Yeah.
They were like, don't tell them where you got it.
Which is interesting. I wonder where they got it, though.
All our Titan on now, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it's 3 now.
Interesting. And then what else happened in that episode? She rescued, as she was there, because she was, like, spying on one dude, right, who's about to marry her mom.
Yeah, her new stepdad-to-be.
She has some suspicions about him.
As do I.
Yeah.
I can't wait to tell you. I already know who he is, and I know so much. Like, just from them talking, I was like, I know exactly who the fuck you are. Like, within 30 minutes of the episode, Yeah, I was like, I know exactly who the fuck you are.
He seems to be into swords because, you know, there's always a sword around where he's around, right? Mm-hmm. And he wanted that Ronin sword, which I think he just took. Someone bought it, and then the bro dudes broke through, right? And caused a commotion, and he stole the sword.
the commotion.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Those guys are great.
And then, for her to get out of that situation so she wouldn't get caught that she was there because, you know, no one's supposed to be there, she took the, yeah, I'll take him. She took the Ronin outfit and threw it on and started fucking making her way out, punching people on the way in. Apparently, she's a martial artist too, right?
Yeah, you know, actually, you can see in one of the scenes that they, you know, when you see her trophies, mm-hmm. she has a gang of archery trophies.
Yeah, that
but
too.
But if you look carefully, she had some swordsmanship trophies mm-hmm. and she has some judo and martial arts trophies too. Yeah. So she does it all. Like, she, you know, she's good at everything.
Yeah, she was talking about that with her mom too, right?
Yeah,
because she won another medal for something, right?
Yeah, I forgot what it was.
I forgot what it was too, but she's an archer for sure because she shows that in the bright.
I think
beginning.
It was an archer medal she just won, right? Was it?
I forgot which one it was. I'm not sure if it was a martial arts one or the archer. I forgot which one it was.
Yeah,
but it was a medal.
And you know, other thing I liked about that first episode too is because you know, there's a lot of people that train in martial arts, like maybe even all their lives, you know. Mm-hmm. But you know, you're not really that dope until you have a real street fight, you know? And yeah. I kind of got that vibe from her when I was watching her fight. Like,
that's
she
true.
She knew what to do, but yeah. she was also getting fucked up and not getting it right every time.
Like, not fully experienced, but enough, like, she can get her way out. Right?
Yeah, exactly. And I like that because I was like, that's kind of like how it really is in, like, in your real fight once you're a trainee, you know? And then I felt like that was really well expressed by her acting and, you know, just everything that went down in that whole thing. And I like that, you know, she's a fan of the Avengers, so she sees a suit on the floor. I kind of got the feel she's like, oh, this is my origin story. You know, like,
maybe,
this is how I become a Ronin, you know? Like, that's what I was thinking.
She didn't know it was Ronin's outfit, though.
No, they said, yeah, the matching outfit, you know.
But like, she didn't know like the origin of it. I don't think she actually knew that he was like in and like she just knew, oh, it's a cool outfit. It's worth something. And she's like doesn't know the actual. I don't think she knows like it was worn by someone who murdered a bunch of people that people were after and all.
Oh,
that.
They explained it at the auction. They said they remember they were like it's.
Oh, they kind of did mention
it. Yeah,
they said
Ronin ravaged the underworld and killed blah 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 blah. She knew.
So.
But I just felt like it was kind of like her moment where she's like, oh shit, nice. That makes two.
Oh yeah. Oh, fuck.
Yes, that was cool. I felt like that's the idea I got when I saw her. When I saw her like realize what was happening and she's like, oh shit, you know, she saw the suit. She's like, all right, I'm gonna do it. And yeah, like she's been planning for this her whole life. Like,
yeah.
You even tell when she's talking to Hawkeye, she was like, I never took my mask off like a pro, you know. And he was like,
yeah.
That's cool. He's like, but did you stop anywhere before you went anywhere? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're like. Oh, I dropped the dog off, and she was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like, this fool's like, yeah. Like, you're dealing with the mafia, girl. You can't fuck around, you know?
Yeah, they got eyes everywhere. I think they even said that.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was really good.
And then that's the first episode, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
That's a little bit of the second episode, too, actually, because, you know, that's when Hawkeye goes over to her place and helps her out and tracks to mafia. They're throwing.
Oh, yeah, I did touch on some of that stuff. Yeah. Accidentally.
But yeah, it seems pretty fun. I we haven't gotten too much into stuff yet. Someone died. It looks like he got a sword wound, right? So you can only assume it's from, you know, the one dude with all the swords, right?
Yeah.
It was his uncle, right?
Yeah, it was his uncle. But his uncle was being kind of wild, like talking shit to his wife, his future wife, and like trying to undermine him. And they were kind of having a betting competition about like whatever they were auctioning to.
Right.
So clearly there was some disagreements there. But I didn't think he was gonna assassinate him, you know. That's pretty crazy shit.
For some reals, yeah. I don't think there's anything else too much to talk about on because we haven't really gotten into any like crazy stuff yet.
Oh,
really.
The fencing match.
The fencing match was pretty dope, yeah. And how she like tested him real quick, right, with that little parry, right?
Yeah, she's like, I knew he was gonna parry. You
know? Yeah.
Yeah, like so, and you know, furthering. So the do
that
you,
GI,
did
you know?
Ever tell you who the character was that you want me to go ahead and get into the comic book shit about, or should I?
Sure.
Not
yeah.
You?
Yeah. Yeah. Good.
So he's a character.
I think either way, I'm not gonna know.
You know, I found it funny. She was like, they were like, he's like, it's the tracksuit mafia, and she's like, that's a little on the nose, don't you think?
Right.
So you know who the supervillain's name is?
Who?
Swordman.
That's a little on the nose too, right?
I feel like she's definitely gonna say that shit.
That's
funny. Like, that's a little. I feel like that's gonna be her thing, you know? Like,
right.
Yeah, going forward, like an Avengers step going. You know what I mean?
Hey, there's these rumors about Kingpin, right? So if she meets him, she's like, I'm the Kingpin. And she'd be like, yeah, it's a little on the nose, isn't it? Like,
that'd be funny. Even that. So yeah, Swordsman.
I got another one.
Oh shit, nice. You can use him now.
Yes.
Yeah,
Oh, he's wearing a purple suit like he's freaking Hawkeye.
You know what's funny about that? It's because Swordsman trained Hawkeye.
Oh, interesting.
Swordsman.
In the way in the sword?
So not really. Well, yeah, he did teach him how to use a sword, but I think he taught him a lot of things. Like he taught him how to fight and archery and like he taught him a little bit of everything. But Swordsman is a swordsman.
Mm-hmm.
That's his main thing. Like he knows how to use every sword and every sword style.
It's like
Middle
Cho
Eastern swords.
The sword hunter.
Yeah, he's like Cho the sword hunter.
Okay.
He can use any sword from any culture, and he knows all the styles to go with it. Like you know, Middle Eastern Damascus swords. You know, the curved blades.
You're right.
Samurai swords. Whatever. He can use it all. He knows all the styles. And so he's not really a super villain or a superhero.
He's just super skilled.
He's super skilled. Yeah. And he's at first a villain. You know, it's a bad guy for Hawkeye and I believe Iron Man. And eventually, he joins the Avengers with a plan of betraying them and fucking shit up.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, eventually he works with them and he decides he likes them and he doesn't betray them and he actually dies saving the Avengers.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to go that route. I think they're just going to go with the supervillain thing that he trained Hawkeye and, you know, he's a bad guy and, you know, Hawkeye kind of owes him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Hawkeye and him know each other, but I find it interesting they haven't met or seen each other or crossed paths yet.
Right.
Making me think that maybe he did train him or maybe he taught him the sword shit, you know?
Or at least cross paths in some way.
Yeah, maybe he was just a SHIELD teacher, you know, a SHIELD agent or something. All that would fit pretty well, so I don't really know where they're going to go with it. But I do know Swordsman. We also know that one of the other villains of this, besides Swordsman, is going to be... Echo, who you see at the very end.
Oh, yeah, Echo is at the end.
Maya
That's
Lopez.
Right. Yeah.
She's the leader of the Tracksuit Mafia, which is very weird. That's not what happens in the comics at all. That was interesting. She actually is the leader of the Hand, eventually.
Oh, interesting.
She becomes the leader after she kills Elektra, who's not really Elektra. She's a Skrull.
It's complicated. Interesting.
It's complicated, man. But, yeah, there's a whole thing. That's why I really want to talk about this, because there's a whole fucking thing with Daredevil and Secret Invasion that connects to all this, and I'm like, are they going there? Because they just brought in fucking Echo, like,
yeah.
And one of the whole thing during the Secret Invasion is that Echo is the first Ronin, not Hawkeye, and she gives the suit to Hawkeye.
Oh, interesting.
I think they're flipping it. I think he's gonna give her the suit, and when this is over, Echo is gonna be Ronin.
Oh, interesting.
That's just a theory of mine.
Okay.
But yeah, in the book, she gives Hawkeye the Echo suit. Is it not the white one? Is it? Oh, okay. Nice. I'll give you mine back then. You got four now? Oh, you got the alt?
What? No, it's the same thing.
Oh, okay. How many of those do you have?
Two.
Okay.
Oh, three now.
You keep it. If you get a fourth, if you get five, give it back to me. I'll give it because Will wants it too.
Will can earn it.
Well, I have two for Will already. He already has two coming. So.
He already claimed
the Dynasmon, yeah.
He can have it. I'm not sure if I want more than four for some reason.
They're saying that's one of the better cards in the new BT6.
Yeah, set. Yeah. No, I do like it, but I feel like four is too many for a deck for what it does.
I'm not going to ask you. Teach me about it later. Okay. I don't know anything about it. What else do you want to say about Hawkeye?
So Echo, let's see. Yeah, Echo's interesting.
Yeah, she's deaf, which is why she has all those speakers going.
It's vibration.
So she can feel the vibration of the music, yeah. And she can kind of get what the music's doing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. She listens to that dubstep.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think I have any questions yet.
P.S. She's Daredevil's girlfriend, Echo.
Okay.
And Kingpin's adopted daughter. You see how all this could tie in?
Wow.
And then Ronin, a.k.a. Echo, kills Elektra, thinking it's Elektra, and it's not Elektra. It's a fucking Skrull.
Interesting.
Showing us the Skrull has their hands in a lot of shit
right.
That we don't expect. What is that?
I don't know, some shit.
ASMR?
Oh, Hitmonkey, that's right. I did watch a little bit of
Hitmonkey. Oh, you watched Hitmonkey. I meant to watch it too so I could talk to you about it. How was it? What did you think about it?
Did you watch any of it?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
No? Okay. Should we get out of the Hawkeye spoilers right now? Anything else we want to say real quick?
I like that they did the thing from the comic book where he went deaf. Yeah, I like how
Oh, yeah, he's deaf now. Yeah, what do you think about the musical?
Oh, my God. Okay, who was the guy? He was like... He was like, that's not how it happened, and that guy wasn't there.
He's talking about Ant-Man.
Oh, that was Ant-Man symbol on his chest. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't realize that's who it was. He's like, okay. Yeah.
They even say like something about Ant-Man. Like, he has a whole like verse or a song or something. Like, he's mentioned in the lyrics,
okay.
I think, too. And then I think even the daughter mentions like, oh, yeah, like Hawkeye, you know, like, or not Ant-Man, you know, like.
He's like, that guy wasn't
yeah,
there.
And yeah, he's like, yeah, he wasn't. That guy wasn't there. Like, I was there. He wasn't there.
Yeah. Which is even even funnier because, you know, Ant-Man was part of the original Avengers team. You know, when they first formed the five that stopped Loki, Ant-Man was one of them. So that's even funnier.
I wonder why the musical decided to include Ant-Man, who came in like what in Civil War, right?
Yeah, I think that's the reference. Like, that's their little like
hat
tip to the. That's what I'm saying. Their hat tip to the Avengers number one. You know, like because he was there.
I can do this all day.
Oh, God, that's so funny. Oh man. That being said, yeah, I guess that's all we got to say about Hawkeye. It's great. I love it so far. The action's cool. Fighting's good. Love the Tracksuit Mafia.
Yeah.
Fucking love them, bro.
I like them so far too.
Yeah, they're great. I love the Tracksuit Mafia. But yeah, that's the end of the Hawkeye spoiler.
Yeah, not too much because not too many big things for us to theorize about yet.
Yeah, well, I just gave you the theory.
Other than what you said so far.
Even you're right, because even all the stuff I've said, we don't have any premise for that happening yet.
Yeah.
I just know that it could happen.
Right.
Yeah, all right, so AJ, why don't you give us a little light review of Hitmonkey?
Should we do spoilers on that or no?
Yeah, put the spoiler too. I mean, you going to say stuff about it or what?
I guess it would be a spoiler if you're going to watch the first two episodes. I only watched the first two episodes.
Yeah, put it up. All right, so we're going to tell you guys a little bit about the Hitmonkey cartoon. It's the Marvel animated show on Hulu. It originally, a little quick backstory, it was originally part of an animated string they were going to do of Marvel shows run by Ike Perlmutter and Jeff Loeb, since they're not allowed to do movie shit anymore. They were doing their own TV shit. And it was originally supposed to be Howard the Duck, Tigra and Dazzler, MODOK, and Hitmonkey.
And the MODOK show actually did came out, too.
The MODOK show did come out, yeah.
I didn't watch it at all. I watched one episode.
Yeah, I watched episode one, didn't like it. I watched episode two, liked it more. But I heard it gets better. I just didn't get in. You know, I didn't keep watching.
Hmm.
But anyway, yeah. So this Hitmonkey show and MODOK are supposed to be connected, or initially were planned to be connected.
And Chibi Wags asking if Hitmonk is canon, which I don't think
No, it's not. It's absolutely not canon. But what we mentioned, though, is that this was all supposed to culminate in a show called The Offenders,
mm-hmm.
and it was supposed to have Tigra and Dazzler, Howard the Duck, Hitmonkey, and MODOK all come together and fight as a team, which would have been ridiculous. Well, we don't know what art style they would have went with because they all had different art styles.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
but that was going to be a thing. That being said, the only two things that survived it, like AJ said, was MODOK and this show, Hitmonkey. Tigra and Dazzler has been canceled, most likely because of mutant things, I'm guessing. And Howard the Duck has been canceled because I think Marvel wants to do their own Howard the Duck thing. That's not confirmed, but we're pretty sure because they introduced him in What If. That makes me think that that's why they canceled that animated show, because he's in What If, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Okay. Yeah.
They don't want people confused. Okay. You know.
I went blank for a second because like, wait, Howard the Duck made a cameo somewhere. What did you just make a cameo in? And he said, "What if?" I'm like, "What was it in though?" Like, I was like, "I was What If?" That's right.
That's funny. Yeah. But Offenders isn't happening. Hitmonkey is a standalone thing. AJ, what do you think about it?
It's pretty funny. I like it. I need to go finish it though if I can. I don't. Like, ooh, secret rare, all art, sister.
Ooh, nice.
But yeah,
sister.
It's fun. It's funny. It's cool. Animation's not bad. Okay, so spoilers then, right? So
yeah,
we're on spoilers, right?
Thank you,
so,
Tommy.
All right, you haven't seen any? You okay?
I haven't seen any.
You good?
Try not to spoil any jokes, but yeah, you tell me about it.
Okay, I'm not sure if I can spoil any jokes. What up, Reason?
Reason, you're.
So this one dude is, you know, he's an assassin and all that, right? He's looking for someone. I think he finds his target. He kills him. He starts trying to get away, but he gets tracked down. He escapes into like the wilderness and some snow, whatever, and he gets capped. He escapes somewhere. He gets found. I forgot. He gets found by some military fools. I think it was the guys who hired him. And then, he runs away. They beat him up. He gets away. He's like badly injured. He's in the snow, and he comes upon these monkeys, and they take him in because he's kind of like just fainted. So the monkeys actually rescue him and put him in this what do you call those ponds that are on fire? They're heated, like a heated
hot spring.
Like a hot spring. There you go. And so they kind of heal him like that. So these monkeys are taking care of him. You know, they're getting him herbs and everything to heal and everything, letting him chill out and relax. They're feeding him whatever. And then one of the monkeys is just like suspicious. You can see the look in his face, like he's like. And then they actually get some subtitles for the monkeys communicating to each other, and they're pretty much saying like, "Yeah, this dude's suspicious. He's gonna bring his whole human clan over here and kill us all. Why are we helping him?" You know. But the elder monkey was like, "Yeah, you gotta chill out. We're gonna help him, no matter what." You know. And then eventually all the monkeys die except that one that was suspicious, right? And then the dude who got away, the assassin dude, also dies. But they kind of team up for a second, though. The assassin dude died, but that one suspicious monkey survives. And then assassin dude becomes a ghost, and now he's kind of haunting and following the monkey. And the monkey's now the assassin, right?
Stop talking. Yeah. What the fuck?
That's the premise. And so that's the first episode, pretty much. And so now the monkey is going around, and then he wants to go get revenge for his monkey clan, right?
Oh my god!
And so they're gonna find all the people, and while the ghost is there, trying to help him out, you know, and also trying to, you know, go about his own business, because he's a ghost, he has unfinished business, right? So I guess he's trying to go and finish his business through the monkey.
This is more amazing than I thought it was going to be. Like, I think I need to watch this right after this podcast, maybe. What the fuck? That's wild.
Yeah.
Dude, now that we know the multiverse thing is a thing, who knows? Maybe Hitmonkey will jump through the fucking, you know, jump through the portal and show up, you know, with the live action people.
Right. Maybe he will. But yeah, he's a pretty interesting character. And then, yeah, it's just kind of hilarious because, you know, the ghost dude, he's trying to get away, but every time he gets too far away, like from the monkey, he gets like teleported back to him. He's like, "Well, I guess I can't leave you," you know.
Oh, that's funny.
So like shit like that happens. I don't know. It gets kind of wild, you know. Fool pulls out some guns. He finds a suit eventually, and all that, right? So, but that's as far as I got.
Okay. So it sounds like it's pretty entertaining. I like the sound of it. I don't know much about his comic book self, so I can't even tell you anything based on it. I just know that.
Yeah, I want to know. Is that how it goes? Actually, is he's actually haunted by the assassin, or?
I wish I could say. All I know is that he's an assassin who's also a monkey.
Okay,
that's all I know. Okay.
What I thought was gonna happen, though, I thought he was gonna be, like, in the hot spring. I thought it was some mystical hot spring that, you know, while he was, the assassin dude was in there and the monkey was in there at the same time. Maybe one of them died. Maybe he was absorbed his powers or whatever, and that's how he became it. But no, he's just being haunted by a fucking ghost. Like, it's interesting. But yeah, it's pretty dope. I recommend checking it out, though, at the very least. See what you guys think.
All right. That being said, should we jump into some news then?
Do you want to talk a little bit about Cowboy Bebop?
Oh shit, I forgot we had to talk about that too.
Bebop,
all right.
Bebop, Bebop, more spoilers.
Yeah, more spoilers, guys. More spoilers. We're going to do some reviews here. Cowboy Bebop, spoiler review. I've only seen 4 episodes, so we're not going to go too deep into spoilers. Neither of us have finished it, right?
I have not.
Yeah, neither of us have finished it, so we're not going to go too deep into spoilers. But we are going to talk a little bit about some of the things about Cowboy Bebop that are different. Some of the creative decisions made by the live action.
Yeah.
And just generally what we think about it. So if you don't want to hear anything about it and you want to be surprised, go watch it on Netflix. But otherwise, you're here with us. AJ, what do you think? You want to start or should I start?
You go ahead and start. Because I think you're not as far as me.
No, I'm not. Okay. Let's start at the top.
Yeah.
Episode 1, first 10 minutes.
Yeah, it opens up with something just completely out of the blue. Nothing we've never seen.
Nothing from the anime. Though there's feels and things from the anime, but this actual moment, we've never seen it. It's not anything from the anime canon.
Yep, exactly.
And, you know, it's this terrorist, criminal. Oh, thank you. And he's just talking, you know, he's just talking shit about corporations and the government.
Yeah.
And right away, if you're a Cowboy Bebop fan, you know that's kind of a thing. Fucking bounties, fucking talking shit about how they're revolutionaries and how they're changing the world and blah, blah. And Spike and Faye and Jet, they just don't want to hear it. They're just like, "We're just going to fucking take your ass in. Like, shut the fuck up. We don't care about your stupid shit." Like, right away it evoked the feeling of the anime with that. And then Spike, you know, does something that's actually not from the anime. It's from the movie. Where he comes in with his headphones on, acting like he doesn't hear what's going on.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, "Yo, hey, we're talking to you, you know?" And then he accidentally knocks somebody the fuck out. Like, so right away, I'm going to tell you from episode 1, I was impressed. Because I felt like, even though it's not the same as the anime, even though they've taken some liberties, I feel like they care, and everything that was done feels in the spirit of Bebop.
For sure, it does.
Mm-hmm.
And then the first episode, after all that, you get the actual first episode. What's it called? Is it I forget the name of the first episode. I'm not good at the title of the episode. But it's to do with the red eye, right?
I think it has to do with Mars, but I'm not sure.
Mars, go on, something, go on. Yeah, so, what is it? Like Mars Tango? I don't remember what it was. But anyways. So
that's actually a really good name for a Bebop episode. I don't think that's one yet. Mars Tango.
But I know Tango is like a couple of titles and all that. But yeah, so we get that whole episode. It almost plays out exactly how the actual anime plays out. I mean, they change some things, the way they meet and all that. Like, you don't get the whole, like, Spike stealing all the groceries all that. Asteroid Blues. Okay, yeah. So, you know, that whole episode, pretty much the key parts of that story play out exactly how the anime plays it out.
Yeah, with the red eye and all that stuff.
Except we meet Faye.
Yeah, instead of Spike tangling and getting choked out by Asimov, fucking Faye shows up.
Yeah.
Don't say me. Tell me it's Omni-Man White. Ooh, you got one of those too.
No, I think it's an alt.
Yeah, that's the alt.
Oh,
We both got the alt.
I got three now.
Nice.
Sweet.
But yeah, instead of him, you know, Spike getting bested by Asimov, you know, and choked out, like, when he's trying to figure out the crime.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Instead of that happening, Faye shows up.
Yeah.
And she doesn't exactly best him, but she introduces a challenge for him that he didn't think he was going to have. Someone that can actually keep up with him, which it's a little weird that Faye and Jet can fight almost as good as Spike, but, you know, it's not bad. It's just different. But yeah, so, you know, she gets in the way and she causes the couple to get away, and Spike and Jet pull her in and fucking, you know, ignore her and talk shit to her, and then eventually she escapes. So it's like you said, except for the little detour with Faye coming in earlier, it's pretty much the same
thing. Pretty much the same, yeah. Like, even some of the shots that you see, like, from the anime, they actually kind of, like, focus on those same shots, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that first episode, pretty familiar. A couple of new things here and there. Like, oh, okay, that's different. That's it.
Yeah.
Did you get to the second episode?
Yeah, I'm on episode 4, bro.
Okay, episode 4. Okay, what did you think of the second episode then? What's the second one? I can't remember.
Episode 2.
The bear?
Or yeah, the teddy bomber.
The teddy bomber, yeah.
Yeah, you know,
totally different than the actual.
Very different. I mean, the idea was the same with the teddy bomber and all that. Yeah. Like, what he's going for.
Yeah.
This is where you start to see what the show is doing differently than the anime. They streamline the whole story with the Red Dragon Syndicate. You get a little taste of it at the end of the first episode.
We start to meet all that too, yeah.
Yeah, they start to connect it to the bounties and to the side stories that we're experiencing in Cowboy Bebop. Honestly, if we're telling a story, I think that's actually better because everything makes more sense. You know, like, okay, the Red Eye's out because of the Red Dragon group. They didn't want to fuck with it no more. Now it's out there.
Like, was the Red Eye connected to the Syndicate the whole time?
In the anime, you mean?
In the anime, yeah. I don't think it was, right?
But
okay.
There's a quick scene where they show a flashback. You know, the flashback scenes with Spike, Vicious, and Julia. And one scene they show is Vicious laying in bed with Julia, and he's sitting up in bed, like, you know, like she's sleeping, you know?
Yeah.
So it almost gives you like a drug addict feel.
Mm.
And on his windowsill is Red Eye, a vial of Red Eye. And Vicious's window seal.
Interesting. Okay.
And they never fucking talk about that. They never touch it. They never explain it. You just like, you wouldn't even catch it if you didn't pay real close attention.
I feel like the anime does that a lot too. Like, they show you things, but never actually talk about it or explain anything. So it's up to you to determine or find it.
Yeah, especially when it considers Spike, Julia and Vicious. Vicious,
yeah.
Especially that. They go out of their way to not tell you what happened exactly there.
Yeah.
Which I kind of like that about the show, that they're kind of going out of their way to get more into it.
Yeah, they are for sure.
Right? They have reversed it. Instead of, you know, Julia leaving Vicious for Spike, it seems like it's going to be the other way. Spike's going to leave...
Julia's going to leave Spike for Vicious.
Like, she did leave Spike for Vicious already. Yeah,
but I don't think... I think she did it only because Spike was dead. Yeah.
Yeah, but... Yeah, it kind of turns everything... I can't even begin to tell you what's weird about that, because it's so complicated what's weird about that. But, yeah. I'm down with it, though. I like it. I like what they've done. But, yeah, it's interesting. I don't like Vicious's portrayal.
Yeah, Carla. So I've been watching it with Cars, right? And she's like just going through it just because I want to go in through it, like, too.
But she doesn't want to watch it.
She's really upset. She doesn't like Faye. I like Faye.
See, I love Faye. I think she's great.
I like Faye a lot, yeah.
And I saw episode 4 where Faye comes back in.
Okay, yeah.
I think she's perfect, man. I don't know. I really feel like she's very Faye. Like,
in that episode, I'm not sure, but there's an episode. I mean, it might be the episode you just watched too. At the very end of it, Faye and Spike are conversating, and Spike's being kind of nice, and he ends it with like, "Oh, welcome to the Bebop."
Because she asked him about the Cosmonaut, and he chooses not to answer "Welcome to the Bebop."
Yeah.
That Cosmonaut thing.
Carla was so upset that Spike welcomed Faye to the Bebop because she was like, Spike's not nice to Faye. Like, why is he being nice?
But eventually he does start to be nice to her.
He's okay with her. Like, he'll be nice once in a while. Like,
yeah. But the thing is that
she's like super upset over it, though.
I don't really think it's that big of a deal because I feel
I don't think so either.
Yeah, because you see that in the anime. There's moments where he was nice to Faye. So, yeah. Like, and one thing that could have been, which they do portray, I feel like, it usually bites him in the ass whenever he's nice to her. Because she usually does some fucking dick move right after he's nice to her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So, like, I'm that would have been better if they did that.
Like a backhanded compliment type of thing, right?
Yeah, like he's almost nice to her and, like, she takes advantage of it and kind of is a dick about it or something.
Yeah, yeah. So there's that she's annoyed with. She definitely hates Vicious because she's like, Vicious looks so cool as a bad guy, but what they do to him, you know? Like, okay, I get that one.
I get her. I feel her on that one. I'm a little annoyed, too.
I'm a little annoyed. Like, I don't like his face, and he's kind of a little bitch sometimes, right? Like, you were kind of mentioning to me once is because he's, like, over there, like...
He's sniveling. He's afraid of the fucking elders.
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't even come up with a plan to fucking betray the elders. Julia came up with a plan. I'm like, what? Like... You're supposed to be like Superman, and you know I think it suffers from the problem, which is actually a bonus, a good thing about all the other characters in the show, but it suffers from the fact that they went too much into Vicious.
And I think so too. Yeah, I think they are going too much because even where I am now, I feel like there's one episode that kind of focuses on him a little bit too much.
Already an episode that's even roughly about him is weird. Because you're not supposed to learn that much about him, you know?
Okay, no, take that back. Never mind. It's just like he just featured a lot within an episode.
Well, I'll definitely say, like, I think that was their... It worked for all the other characters to go more into them, kind of create some stuff for them to kind of make them make more sense. You know, giving Jed a kid, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, making sure that Faye actually knows someone who caused her her cryo thing, that's great. Like, you know, change some things, make things more real. It didn't work with Vicious. They tried to make him too real. Because, yeah, I feel like they were looking at it this way. A guy that's in a mafia syndicate like this, he would have to be shady and sneaky and blah, 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 and, like, kind of a bitch to get away with some of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like they were thinking of it a little bit too realistically when it came to Vicious. Vicious is not really supposed to be known. He's supposed to be just stoic, quiet. You don't know anything about him. That's why he's scary.
Yeah.
He almost says nothing, which is even more scary.
Yeah.
Almost the only words you really hear him say is Spike. Because he wants him fucking dead. You know what I mean?
Like, also, they don't even refer to him as Spike all the time. He's Fearless.
Which, I like the codename thing. I hate the fucking names.
Fearless?
It's a little corny.
So, like, I'm like, Spike and Vicious were working together, right?
Yeah.
So, Vicious and Fearless?
I didn't think about that.
Right, right?
I did not think about that.
Which means that Vicious also has a real name or something, right?
That's their codename system. Oh, yeah. That's actually genius. All right. You just taught me something I didn't think about. I didn't even consider that. All right. I'm a little bit more okay with it now. I like the code name. I was just like Fearless, but now you tell me that that's the reference.
Like Vicious and Fearless, you know.
That's cool. I like that.
So that's why that's that.
Okay.
But I just thought that was kind of weird. Like, was he ever referred as Fearless in the anime? No, right? Like, yeah, that's what I thought too.
And the thing is that like Spike is his name. Like,
yeah,
you know, like they said that he made it up.
Yeah, he came up with a new name. He came up with Spike Spiegel.
Which the only reason that's dumb. The only reason I don't like that is because Spike Spiegel didn't sound like a believable name. I was like, no one's going to name their kid fucking Spike unless they're a fucking douchebag or an asshole.
Okay.
And then he starts, but in the anime, he kind of talks a little, very little bit about his past. And sounds like, okay, your parents were kind of douchebags and assholes. So like, okay, like I believe that they named you Spike. You know, they weren't good parents. But with this, I'm like, why would someone choose to name himself something so iconic? When you're trying to hide yourself, you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
No one's gonna forget someone named Spike. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know. That's just weird to me. But
that's true.
And that's the only weird thing about the names. I do like where it's coming from, though. I like that they have code names. That's the thing in their syndicate. They give you a code name.
Yeah.
Question to you: you've seen the anime, so I can ask you: are those twins supposed to be Lin and Shin? Or those two guards that follow Vicious around?
Oh,
is that
I don't
Lin and Shin?
Maybe, I don't know.
You remember them, right?
I was trying to figure out who they were, too. You know, to be honest, I haven't seen them in a while.
Okay. But you remember who I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah, the backup crew.
The brothers,
yeah,
right?
The brothers, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. He never calls them by name, so I'm not sure. I just wondered what you thought about it.
I couldn't place it either. I'm like, who are they supposed to be? And I couldn't come up with anything.
And the fact that they knew Spike was, they're like Fearless, and they both looked at each other like, I'm like, okay, maybe it's Lin and Shin, because that was the whole thing. Lin and Shin were like, fuck, I don't want to fight Spike. Like, remember they were like, they felt bad about it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So I'm like, maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
Maybe. That's a good guess. I like that one.
Yeah.
What was in episode 3? Because it starts to get weird from 3 and on, right?
I think from 2.
The story starts to get like really... Oh, one cool thing. So the bomber, the Teddy bomber happened, right?
And then, I didn't finish telling what I didn't like about that episode, but go on.
You know, so tell me what you...
No, Andy.
Exactly, right?
Bro, I was so disappointed. I was waiting the whole time to hear somebody just whistle, like... And then you see that guy in the bathroom with Spike with the white suit, and I was like... Is he gonna start whistling while he's washing his hands?
Yeah.
But no, he comes at him with a knife. I was like, okay, that's not Andy.
Yeah.
And then like, but yeah, when he was in the bathroom washing his hands, I thought that fool was gonna start whistling, and Spike was gonna be like, the fuck?
So a little Easter egg. So you know when we get the Big Shot, you know Bounty Hunter show, right? Which I like them too.
So happy they did that.
Right? Yeah. And outfit's pretty. I liked everything about it. It was pretty dope. I mean, I guess the chick could have been a little more voluptuous, but I'm good.
Honestly, I know a lot of you are mad that there's not more of that, but honestly, it's distracting. Yeah. It was always distracting in Bebop. I know that sounds weird to hear from a guy. It's just a little distracting. I don't need that to be...
I don't mind that distraction, though, you know?
I don't mind it, but I'm like... I remember that being slightly distracting in the anime. Every chick had fucking huge tits, and like they're all zoomed in on them. Like, this is cool. But I kind of want to like pay attention to what's happening here a little bit, and I feel like it's a little too distracting. I feel like this one is doing it sparingly enough. You see it sometimes, but they don't do it super gratuitously.
Well, I guess this is an episode that makes up for it, thinking about it now.
Yeah, and then don't forget the girl, the chick that's in love with Jet. Their fucking tits out of the older lady with... You know, the older lady that's just in love with Jet, and then she starts getting into Spike, too. It's like super horny, like,
oh yeah, that chick. Okay, that's right. Yeah,
she's
yeah.
like, I'll help you with the bounty if you promise me a date. And yeah, he's like, yeah. Oh, fine, fuck. I'll give
I forgot
you.
About that chick. Yeah,
and you know what's funny? I actually think that
she's kind of old though. I'm not sure that counts. You know,
I mean, she's old, but she saw what she had out, bro. I mean,
that's true too.
That didn't look old. But you know, it was different. I did like. I felt like that actress should have been Twinkle Marie Murdoch. Remember the old lady who was running the justice. The environmental justice group.
Oh, you haven't seen that episode yet?
No, I saw it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But I felt like that lady...
should have flipped those?
Yeah, she could have played her.
I liked who they chose, though.
I like who they chose, too. Yeah. I just kind of felt like that old lady...
She kind of fit it pretty good.
Yeah, acting-wise, I felt like she was the better choice.
Even, like, the face-wise, like, just her face looked pretty accurate to her, too.
Yeah, I guess... You know, I haven't seen it in a while, so maybe I don't remember. But I just kind of had a feeling... I had a feeling in my mind, like... The other chick who was like onto Jet could have also been that chick, and it would have been good too.
Yeah, could have gone either way. True.
But
all right, so but back to that the Big Shot thing I was going to mention. So in one of the episodes, again, you might have seen it already. Maybe it's the next episode. I think it's later on. There's an episode where Jet takes off to go take care of something, and while they're doing that, Spike and Faye are just hanging out in the Bebop. You haven't seen that yet. Okay, I think it's probably the next episode. But read the Big Shot show comes on, and I don't know what's going on, but they're like keeping tallies of people who are getting catching criminals and all that, catching bounties and all that.
Really?
Yeah, and when there's like the whole list, like, oh, let's see, oh, someone just caught one right now, and they put a star on their name on this board there.
Oh,
Cowboy Andy's on there. Let's go look for that. Go look for more if you can, actually, because I saw that one. And I was like, "Oh, there he is!"
No, don't tell me. You know what?
His name's on there.
That's almost better. Now you tell me that. That's almost better because that means Andy might get his own episode separate from the Teddy Bomber,
maybe,
which would be better. You know what I mean? Like them going after different bounties and keep running into that fucker.
Right.
Would be better than them chasing the same guy and keep running into each other. You know what I mean? Because, like, I don't know about you. If I was chasing the same bounty and this same annoying-ass motherfucker just like me kept fucking it up, I would have just gave up. You know what I mean? So I feel like it'd be more annoying for them if they tried to go to different bounties and he's going after them too.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited that you told me that. I'm pretty hyped. That's pretty cool.
But that's all. Just a little Easter egg so far as what I know. I'm not sure if he actually comes out later on or not yet. But got that little Easter egg there that I caught. There's a mention of Radical Ed later on too. So I'll throw that out there so you can watch out for that. That episode was pretty interesting, though.
What episode?
So they do the whole... You know the guy that was... he was... he's a vegetable, pretty much, but he somehow got into a...
Brain scratch.
That's an episode.
With the goggles, with the glasses and shit?
Yeah.
And you know... Okay, so it's funny you said that, because...
That's a pretty good episode. It's totally different, for sure. But
you know what's funny? in the Cowboy Bebop community, people fucking hate that episode in the anime.
Really?
In the anime.
Interesting.
People hate that fucking episode.
Okay.
And I heard that everyone likes that episode in the live action.
It's pretty good.
So no matter what, and there's a lot of haters that only that love the anime, they're mad about this show. No matter what, you can't be mad. They did Brain Scratch better than the fucking anime. Like, they did their best to make it better, you know? Like.
So yeah, check that out, because that's like, what, 6 episodes? I think I'm like 7 or 8 episodes in right now.
Okay, you got 2 more left.
I think so, yeah.
All right, I got to catch up to you.
I think I'm on episode 7, yeah, so I got like 3 or 4 more left, yeah. But yeah, like... I kind of like it. It's different. And Carla keeps getting upset because, like, that's not how this episode played out. Or, like,
yeah.
Faye, she's more upset over Faye and Vicious. Every time she sees Vicious, she just gets annoyed.
I'm so surprised.
But, yeah, Vicious is annoying.
I'm so surprised she's as mad about Faye as she is about Vicious. That's mind-blowing to me. Like, I really don't mind Faye at all, you know, dude. I really like her.
Lately, she hasn't complained too much about Faye lately, though. She's always complaining
about
her.
Is she growing on her?
I think she's growing on
her. She doesn't want to admit it?
I don't think so, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know. But she hasn't mentioned it in a while.
I'll tell you, the moment she won me over is when she was looking on their fucking ship. She's like, fuck, I need the Wi-Fi password to fucking access the ship. And then she looked and she saw the fucking password poster right there. She's like, dickheads.
Yeah.
And she took it to me right in that moment where she like looked at it and smiled like, dickheads.
Yeah.
I was like, you just won me right there. Because I'm like, that is so Faye. Like, just that whole attitude and that whole moment and the energy. Like, I feel like she just does it right.
I feel like she talks more in this series than she did in the anime.
Yeah.
But you still get that feel, like that same cadence that she had, though. Like, that she's kind of like, thinks she knows it all. You know, thinks she's better than everyone, you know.
Well, I think that comes from the fact that she's a better fighter in the live
that
action.
Too, yeah.
Because in the anime, you feel like she can fight. She's a good fighter. But, like, you don't feel like she can beat anyone. Like, when she runs into Vicious and Grin, like, she's done. Like, she loses. And she see her chained up afterwards, you know, like... But, you know, she beats up a bunch of random thugs.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that this one is almost as good as Spike, I can see that that's why she doesn't do as much of that shit. Like, as much trying to charm people and trick people and talk people. She doesn't have to. She can fuck them up.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's part of the
thing.
Because if the Faye from the anime was as good as Spike at fighting, she would do the same thing. Which I think that's why it works.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Kind of.
Weird thing to say.
Yeah. But yeah, I like it. It's just different. And to those that are haters about like these episodes, they don't match up with the anime and all that.
Comes with the territory, man.
Not only that, but like thinking about it, I'm like, think about the MCU, the Marvel movies. They don't follow the comics.
Yeah, they're not exactly right. They
change some stuff around.
They're a blend of, usually every movie is a blend of 3 or 4 different comics, as a matter of fact.
Right.
And then totally different.
Like, you know, Nebula didn't get the freaking gauntlet in the movies, right?
Right.
That happened in the comics. How come that didn't happen?
Mm-hmm.
Where is that in Warlock, you know?
Yeah. I think the more shit like this comes out, the more the anime community will slowly get okay with it. That's why I'm excited that Yu Yu Hakusho is coming out, you know, because...
Oh, man, that's going to test me even more, though, because I know Yu Yu Hakusho, like,
you
front
to
back, right?
In and out, yeah.
Yeah, you, right?
See, I know Bebop in and out, but you actually know Yu Yu Hakusho in and out, so you're going to be like, I'm going to see how you really feel about these adaptations.
True,
soon.
Yeah, that's going to test me. And if this Avatar Last Airbender comes out, too, that's also going to be another one that, like, I know in and out as well. Like,
I'm going to tell you right now, you're not going to like it.
No, you don't think so?
You're not going to like it, bro. I already know certain things about what they're doing with the plot. I'm like, nope, it's not right.
Mm.
And it sucks because there's some things they're doing that are very good and very correct. But overall, their whole mentality of Avatar is just wrong. I can already tell. Like,
Eef.
I don't want to say too much, but I know they're going to be in school. And that right away is like, no,
that's
man.
That's just different for sure, though.
It's not good, bro. Like, they're supposed to be traveling. It's a traveling show.
They're
you know?
Not traveling?
They're in school. It's the thing. Like, also, I'm like scared a
I know,
little bit.
I know Aang was in school for like an episode of the Fire Nation.
No, but I think it's going to be a thing for a few episodes. Like,
oh, no, don't say that.
I know. I'm not excited. I'm sad about it myself, bro, but I'm just trying not to be too excited about Avatar because from everything I've heard from different people that like really like Avatar and like they're snooping hard and they're like, bro, they're going to fuck it up. Like, like even, you know, the creators are not down with it. So I'm like that right away is like, oh, no. Anyway,
interesting.
You're right. That'll test us. Avatar will test us. We're fans of that. So
will you. But Cowboy Bebop, I'm pretty good with it.
I give it a 7.5 out of 10. Maybe even 8. Maybe 8. And then that's a little far to say 8, but I give it like 7 out of 10.
I think I'm on the same page with it. Yeah. And like Vicious just brings that score down a lot for sure.
Yeah. I would give this show a fucking 9 if Vicious wasn't so shitty. Honestly, I would give the show a 9 if that wasn't the case.
Yeah. But like, I want to see how it all plays out still. Like, you know, like I'm still like on the fence because like everything's playing out pretty good right now. Some of the episodes that I remember, they're different, like all the in between stuff. But like the main
the meat of it
is still there though.
Yeah, I think that's why it's good. Yeah. Like none of it betrays the spirit and the key story of Bebop. That's why I think it's good about it.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm just like being very lenient because I've seen so many bad adaptations of animes. But I'm like, this is really good to me. I'm like, this is a step in the right direction for us getting animes on the same level as MCU. Mm-hmm. You know, from as far as comics jumping to live action.
Right.
So I'm excited. I'm happy. I'm hoping one day, like AJ's, you know, like what AJ would hope, that one day it's going to become such a big market that they're going to have to reach deep into the bag and make a Slayers live action. You know what I mean? Imagine it's so
like,
big.
What haven't we done yet? I'm yeah. the Slayers thing. It was kind of okay.
Yeah. Like Marvel, you know, like yeah. now they're on Shang-Chi because, you know, Shang-Chi's yeah, like, right. This comic wasn't that good. It had a boom for a while. It's not that good. Let's make it good now. Like, I hope that keeps happening with anime that we love that's obscure.
We haven't done Magic and Dragons yet, right? Let's do this now, you know?
I wish it was Slayers first. I feel like if they're going to do Magic and Dragons, it's probably going to be Fairy Tale, sadly. Mm. But I would love it to be Slayers instead. Anyway, yeah, that's our opinion about Bebop so far. Maybe next week we'll be able to give you a full... Yeah, not bad. We like it. We're way more on the positive than on the negative. We'll tell you more about it next week. Hopefully we both finished it by then.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, that's why it's not working, because this.
All right. So let's speed through our main point of the show. Let's jump into the news.
This is the news.
The news. All right. The main part of the show, the news, guys. I'm going to kick us off real quick. Disneyland has brought back Fantasmic starting next year. That's one of the most famous attractions, like light shows they have in Disneyland.
Yeah, you know? The night show, like that around that lake and all that.
Yeah, the nightmare one. That's okay. The best. That's the best one. Like, I love that one.
I always gotta catch it too late. I was like, I always get there at the end.
Have you never seen it all the way through?
I've never seen it from the beginning. No.
Yo, I don't know. I feel like if I should, I'm not gonna send you a YouTube video yet.
Ooh.
But. Because if you guys can watch it, I really think you guys should go to Disneyland.
So it's coming back, you said.
It's
when?
Coming back. I believe it's early next year.
Damn it, okay.
Yeah, I know, it's kind of annoying.
That's fine. I don't have any immediate plans. Like, I would like to go to Disneyland with, like during the winter, like stuff going on. And we're about that. It's about that time right
it's
now, right?
It's about that time right now.
So, like, I want to go. I don't have any actual plans to go.
We could double date. You want to go?
Shit.
Focus double date, bro.
Damn, okay.
It'll be back March 2022.
Okay, we'll see. But I do want to go pretty soon.
Yeah, sure. I haven't been in a long time. I want to go.
I haven't been there fucking forever.
Yeah. But yeah, they said. Okay, no, I'm sorry. They have not put a date on it, but they said it will be next year.
Okay.
And they said hopefully early next year. But you know,
why did it even stop?
It was a COVID thing.
Okay, it was
a COVID thing.
Yeah, because all those people gather. That's how I find out about it. Like, I'm just, you know, I just fresh off a ride nearby, you know, coming
to all the people in the crowd.
Oh, what's the crowd here? Oh, this show. Oh, yeah, this show's over here. That's right. Let's check it out. 10 minutes later, it's done. It's like, oh, fuck, okay, we've got to the end, huh?
Yeah, it's such a burn. It's so good, too. I don't want to tell you nothing about it. If you're not planning to see it in the near future, I might send you a YouTube video of it. It's just so cool. You know, I watched a lot of shit, and I find that shit very cool. Mm. Even as an adult, I watched it again, and I was like, man, that shit's still dope. They updated shit. You know what I mean? Like, it looks better, you know? Yeah. Like, but anyway, Fantasmic will be back early next year. Keep your eye out. That'll be at both Disneyland and Disney World. I don't know about the international ones, all the other Disneylands, but at least here in America, Disneyland, Disney World, Fantasmic will be back early next year.
All right.
AJ?
Oh, shit. Okay, so this happened. I got some good fighting game news tonight.
Because
a lot of shit just happened this week that just all like fighting game related. Where is that video though? Can I get that video though? All right. So all those rumors we had a couple of weeks ago.
How did I forget this?
Are kind of real. We actually have a fucking Warner Brothers fighting game, a platformer.
Wait, real quick. Unfocused week. I forgot to mention.
Oh, okay, good.
I've been watching Steven Universe Future.
Oh, okay.
It's fucking amazing.
Kind of relates.
Yeah, which that's what made me remember. Yeah, I've been watching Steven Universe Future on HBO Max. If anybody watches Steven Universe and hasn't seen Steven Universe Future, you need to fucking watch it. The fight scenes are nuts. I'm trying real hard to hype AJ and Carla into watching it because I'm like, man, the by showing him old fight scenes from Steven Universe, because man, the fight scenes in Steven Universe are like straight out of like a video game or Naruto or some shit. It's really cool shit. Anyway, that being said, back to the news AJ's got us for.
Okay, real quick to interrupt this news with some like a key thing I just found right now. Why does this Batman stage have a T-Rex in the background?
Oh, Batman has a giant T-Rex statue stored in his Batcave.
He does?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, never mind. I'm good then.
From a like, criminal he caught.
Because I was going to say, is Jurassic Park involved in this game too?
Damn, you could be the T-Rex. That's why.
But that's not Warner Bros. That's Universal, so never mind.
Yeah, no, Batman just has that in his fucking Batcave.
Okay.
He also has a giant penny in his Batcave too.
Okay, that's cool. But yeah, so this is going to be a Warner Brothers fighting game. They're trying to focus on tag team motions too. So like 2v2 type of shit where you can save your partner. Bugs Bunny can dig a hole, and your partner can use that hole. Wonder Woman can, like, grab you with her whip and bring you back to save you from, like, flying out and shit like that.
And I gotta say, that's an improvement, because that's the one thing that Smash Brothers never made an actual thing. It is a thing if you turn Friendly Fire off.
Yeah.
But they never made it an official, actual thing. And I like that this game went out of its way to make that a thing. Like, you can interact with each other's abilities. That's cool as fuck.
Yeah. But yeah, this was a rumor a couple of weeks ago that people got, like, they were taking down shit, you know, but... It's an actual thing that it came out and announced. It's going to be free to play.
Oh no, it's free to play.
Yeah.
I know doesn't that sound so lame? 20 years ago, we'd have been like, free to play, fuck yeah.
You're right.
Now we're like, oh, that means it's probably not going to be as dope as it could be.
No, I think that's kind of opposite because, for example, League of Legends, one of the biggest games right now, right? It is free to play.
That's what I mean.
But the way that works is that like there's the roster changes that's free. So you may have a couple of characters that you can use 1 week. Next week, it may be a whole new character. If you want to stick to a character, then that's when you go ahead and buy the character or buy the game outright or something like that. So they may do a similar format where like certain characters are free. But if you want to stick to one character, then you got to buy that character outright or something like that so you can always have that character available to you.
Well, that could work for us. I mean, so, if this is a good game.
I feel like that could be the route they go. I'm not sure how else they can do that other than maybe... I don't know. How would you do that otherwise? Maybe just have a small roster available for free play? You know what I just learned too? Brawlhalla is also free to play. Maybe not free. I think it is free to play. Anyway, a part of it though, if there's a new character coming out, you don't have them, right? DLC characters, right? You don't have any access to them, right? But in Brawlhalla, if you go to training mode, you have access to all the characters. So you can do training mode with those DLC characters. And if you like them, then you can buy them so you can actually use them in actual matches, right? So maybe they could do some shit like that too. I don't know.
Okay, I could see that.
So that would be a way, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, also this game looks like it's going for all the memes too because apparently they do some like Ultra Instinct Shaggy going on, right?
Yeah, Shaggy's got that fucking Dragon Ball Z power, right, man, yeah. Everyone was scared of.
He's looking like freaking Bruce Lee in this clip right here too.
Got his Goku power. You got the energy around him and shit when he's powering up.
Oh yeah, I also like the little stab they took at Nickelodeon. Like, oh yeah, we also have voice acting in here from the actual voice actors.
Oh, I don't blame them for making that stab. That's what made me not want to play that Nickelodeon game, bro. Once I heard the voices weren't in it, I was like, no, I'm not playing this. Like, that really was the deal breaker to me. I was like, that's kind of why I wanted to play. I was like, oh, that's cool. You're going to hear voices either the same or similar to the cartoon. Like, that's cool. And then you find out there's no fucking voices. I was like, no, I'm not playing this.
I know. It is kind of weird. But yeah, it's kind of interesting that this game's actually for real, and then just the how good it looks right now actually is pretty sick.
You know what else I like?
They have ideas behind it. They have a goal. I feel like Nickelodeon kind of just went out at it blindly.
They did. Yeah, they just threw some shit together.
Yeah.
You know what else I like about this? The characters. They pick good fucking characters for a game like this.
Let's get into that.
The only character I don't like is the very first one on the list.
Really?
Arya Stark from Game of Thrones. No, man.
Why not?
Game of Thrones is such a grounded, realistic thing. Like, I'm so mad that they would put her in here. I'm like, that's the only thing that makes me feel like a cash grab to me is Arya Stark being a fucking character. I hate it, bro. But other than that,
I think it's cool. I kind of like it.
I hate it, bro. No. Like, if I was ever going to see a Game of Thrones in a video game, I would want it to look real and live action and blah, blah, blah. Like, and just like... very practical and grounded, and like this is just like over fantasizing everything about Game of Thrones.
But Game of Thrones is from a fantasy book.
Yeah, but it's very grounded and real. You know, I feel like this kind of just
with dragons, really.
Yeah, but I mean, it's more grounded and real than any of this other shit we have here. Right?
Yeah, that's true though. Yeah,
and
for sure.
It doesn't really attach the, like get that feeling. So that's my only beef with it. It also reminds me that this is a money thing.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what I don't like about it. It reminds me that this is all to make some money. And I'm like, I don't like it. I like everyone else in there. I like seeing their fighting style.
I feel like Arya's going to be like a Marth type of character.
No, I'm not mad about the character, like the way she plays and shit. Yeah, but you're right.
I'm just saying, like,
she will be a Marth, for sure. Quick, dashing, comboing.
So one cool thing about this that I heard about, too, and I was going to go check it out myself. So they have little profiles on their website here, right? Check this out. Arya Stark is considered an assassin. That makes sense, right? She's kind of an assassin, right?
Yeah.
Batman is considered to be a bruiser, right? Okay, you know. We got Bugs Bunny, who is a mage/range character, you know.
What?
There are an assassin for Finn. So there's actually typings here going on. So when you do your tag team, you may want to be like, oh, I don't want to have two tanks
or two assassins,
you know.
That's kind of cool.
So you're going to have to balance what character you're using here. Garnet here from Steven Universe being a bruiser. Which one was it? Freaking Wonder Woman is a tank, which is interesting.
Makes sense. She's the strongest DC superhero.
Yes, but Superman's a bruiser.
Also makes sense.
What's Tom and Jerry? Tom and Jerry mage range. Okay.
I can see that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, Jake's a bruiser? Interesting. I would think he would be more. Oh, and there's one character that's straight up support. Is it this new dude? Yeah. Rain Dog. He's specifically from this game. He's first appearance in Multiverses.
Oh, wow.
So this is an original character they made, and he's support.
Weird.
And he's 165 years old for some reason. I don't know why. But yeah, so that's kind of interesting that they're kind of like they're putting that much thought into this game, making a tag team type of game, and there's actual classes. And like, so I don't know. I thought that was kind of interesting to kind of point out for this game.
Yeah. I do like the classes. That's pretty cool.
No word yet on when this is coming out, but it looks pretty good though. Like, I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at these characters. They seem all over the place, but like, I don't know. It seems pretty dope. I like Finn. I like Adventure Time. I love Tom and Jerry. So interesting. You have any other thoughts about this game though?
Yeah, it looks great. Everything I said, I like everything about it. Everything looks cool. The gameplay looks cool.
Yeah.
I just don't like Arya being there. I mean, other than that, I like it. I mean, I have no complaints.
Multiverses, is this Warner Brothers game, an actual thing, though. So those rumors from a couple weeks ago, confirmed.
Yeah. All right. If you're a fan, an old school fan of Earthworm Jim, guess what? He's coming back in a new animated series. There was an old animated series from back in the day. I used to love that one. It's hilarious. But yeah, we'll be getting a new one. It looks like we'll have some kind of like light CGI touches. According to Variety, it's made by Interplay Entertainment because they made themselves their own film studio. And then Passion Pictures will be doing the animation. Now, let me see. I wonder if I can find out what Passion Pictures has done. Make some comparisons for you guys. Hold on.
You know, the crazy thing about Earthworm Jim, though, is that I never caught the cartoons when I wanted to. Again, cartoons were just a hurting to catch. Back when you were a kid, because you got to wake up early in the morning sometimes to catch them and all that, right? And then also the figures, the action figures. Like, I wanted these action figures too, and I can never get Earthworm Jim. I think I got the dog, his homie who turns into like the Hulk and shit like that. I got that one for Christmas one time, and that was it. But I really wanted Earthworm Jim himself and all that too. Like, so that's what I think about when I think about Earthworm Jim, is that I couldn't get the fucking action figures, and I can never catch the cartoon. But I think he originated from a video game, right?
Yes, he's a video game first.
Yeah.
I've never played the original one, but Earthworm Jim 2 is the one I played, and that game is fucking hard, bro. A very hard game to beat. And yeah, I'm a big fan of it, so I'm interested. I'm glad they're doing more with the IP. This company, Passion Pictures, it looks like they worked on that Paddington Bear movie. I can't find other things off the top right now, but yeah, they worked on that. They've also done movies like Searching for Sugar Man, Lady Boss. That's the only two I've even heard of. The other ones I've never heard of. But yeah, these guys will be doing Earthworm Jim. I'm surprised and interested in what they're going to do with it. And you said you never caught the animated show, huh?
I think I made it kind of a couple times, but not enough that I can remember anything about it.
Okay. Well, yeah, you'll get a refresher coming soon.
I guess.
We don't know what studio it's going to be on yet or what streaming service, but you know, it's coming.
Okay, cool. Sounds exciting. It's supposed to be like 3D animated too, I think I heard, right?
Yeah, 3D CG, like the CGI anime.
All right. Well, in other news, I think it was the exact same day we got this Warner Brothers Multiverses game announced. Nintendo came out with an announcement Nintendo themselves regarding Super Smash Brothers. What are they going to talk about?
Which is very rare.
You know? Yeah, right? And so what they say, and also the main tweet that I saw was confirmed by Nintendo because Panda Global announced this originally. But Nintendo confirmed it. They said, ready your A-game, Super Smash Brothers competitors. We partnered with Panda Global to launch the first officially licensed Super Smash Brothers Championship circuit in North America coming in 2022.
Damn.
Not only will you be doing Smash Brothers Ultimate, but you'll also be playing in these circuits Smash Brothers Melee. A game that they don't like to represent.
They go out of their way.
They go out of the way to make sure like people don't play this game sometimes.
That's part of the reason we had this whole Smash Ultimate movement, because they wanted to take everyone's focus away from fucking Melee. You know what I mean? Like it's funny that's what happened here.
And it's funny too that Nintendo has gone out of the way so many times to even stop just normal tournaments. You know, Brawl and Smash
Melee.
For you and all that, for Wii U and all that. Melee, they always go out of the way to try to stop these tournaments. Usually they don't succeed in most cases. But now they want to do their own tournament finally. This is what, the Smash community has been asking for forever is, yo, Nintendo, do a legit tournament, guys.
I even remember us talking about it, AJ. And, how come Nintendo wouldn't just, back when we first started playing, learning wave dashing and shit, I was like, how come Nintendo wouldn't just host something like this themselves and make all the money?
Yeah, exactly.
I was always thinking
that's exactly
that.
What everyone's always talked about. Like, yo, you guys got a big fan base here. This is easy money for you guys.
Honestly, it was for
Hold
a long
tournament.
For a long time, it was the hugest fighting game community.
Yeah.
They missed out on millions of dollars. Millions of dollars.
Wasn't it, the first time that Melee appeared at EVO? It was the, it had the most
the biggest
entries.
Turnout.
Yeah.
Had the biggest turnout.
Had the most entries, right, at EVO. And then there's lots of tournaments that happen for Melee that Nintendo has no part of at all because for some reason they don't want to support it. Now they're doing their own circuit, which means multiple tournaments that lead up to one big tournament, right?
Yeah.
And it's only going to be in North America, though, by the way.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it's not worldwide.
You see, man, fucking up. Nintendo, you should have just partnered with MLB back in the day or whoever.
MLG, yeah.
MLG, sorry.
They kind of did MLG, but I'm not sure if they partnered with them per se.
Nah, they worked with them, which is not the same as partnering.
Usually,
because Nintendo doesn't want to they want to make all the money.
Yeah, usually when Nintendo supports in some way, they're literally just there to maybe... Give their name, that's it. I don't even think, from what I remember hearing back in the day, I don't even think they even offered any money or anything like that. They just were like, oh yeah, we'll give you our graces for this time. That's it.
They send you a bunch of posters.
No money, yeah, maybe.
In the mail and banners and shit for Nintendo.
Oh yeah, also when Nintendo shows up to those tournaments, they're like, oh, check out this game. They don't pay for that space.
So they get a free space too?
They get a free space to go and advertise their shit in some of those big tournaments.
Fucking up, Nintendo.
Right? So Nintendo has no, this is the first time they're doing something for this match. So there's been a lot of bittersweet, emotions out there from some of the Smash community. One funny thing I heard, though, was Mango announced he's going to retire from Melee. Mango, one of the Smash gods. He's like, I'm done. Now that Nintendo's doing this shit, I'm done. I'm retiring.
Oh, shit.
And then someone else, I think Armada already announced his retirement like a couple of years ago or something like that. And so Hungrybox, one of the other gods, was like, oh, two gods are gone. I guess here I come, Jigglypuff coming through now, right? And then Mangle, he's like, never mind, I changed my mind. So I'm not sure he was just joking fucking around or some shit.
Oh, wow.
He's like, I'm out of retirement, never mind.
They didn't want him to be the...
After H-Box, was talking some shit, yeah.
They don't want him to be the Pirate King, basically, you know?
Yeah, I guess not.
For those that know the One Piece reference, you know?
Right. I thought that was funny. I'm not sure if Mango was memeing or not, though, because he tends to do that type of shit. He just fucks around a lot, right? So I'm not sure how serious he was about retiring or not. But that's happening. I'm also wondering, too, are they doing this because not only did Warner Bros. Announce their game, but the Nickelodeon game, too, right?
Bro, that's what I've been thinking this whole time.
Right?
This is a response because it was a couple days after that fucking Multiverses shit.
And no, it was the same day.
Oh, it was the same day.
That was the same day.
Even worse. The
right?
same day?
The same day is when they
announced it. Jeez, I didn't even realize that. Yeah, it's definitely a counter movement because the Nickelodeon thing was happening and Nickelodeon got a hell of a lot of buzz off of that shit.
Yeah, they did.
And then I felt like that was, they're like, oh no, fuck that. That's our fucking lane. You can't take it from us, you know?
Yeah.
And they felt threatened. So they're like, no, we have to fucking put our foot back down so people know it's us, you know?
Yeah, I don't know why the sudden change of heart there. It's just kind of interesting. It's cool, finally, you know. But like,
no, I think they saw the fan response. Yeah. You know, people were talking about Melee jumping for a long time, hoping that the Nickelodeon was going to be as good.
On top of all that, why Melee? Why are you going to support Melee finally?
Because they know that's where the core is.
So not only that, but what if they're planning on doing some type of remaster or remake or re-release of Melee on the Switch pretty soon? What if that's their big announcement after this whole circuit, right?
Don't tell me that, bro.
Because one of the big things, because also a bunch of Smashers try to get Melee online, they succeeded, and Nintendo kind of came through and shut that shit down.
I remember that shit, yeah.
So what if the whole big quirk on top of that is that now you can do Melee online with this new remaster or remake or at least re-release?
I think I might have to quit my job. Dude, if they port it over with everything it had, L canceling and everything, I don't even know what I'd do with myself. I'd fucking play that shit so much. I would never touch Brawl or Ultimate again. And I don't, that's the only reason I feel like it might not be a good move. Because if that came back out, like, that game stands the test of time.
Yeah.
It still played almost as much as four and
yeah,
Ultimate.
No, people still play that shit till today. Like, those tournaments.
Yeah,
like,
they still happen.
When the online shit was created and all that, like, people were playing tournaments for that shit. And mm-hmm. they made some good online version of it, too. And people were playing that. Like, Melee is still highly regarded, man. Like, you can't beat that. There's nothing that's been able to take it down yet.
No, nothing. Like, and we lived it. Me and AJ lived it, man. And there's literally none of the Smash Brothers games are as good. Like, they're not as
Yeah, we always reference that game all the time. Like, oh, I can do this. No, wait, that's only in Melee. Like, oh, let me try this. No, wait, that's only in Melee. I'll cancel that. Wait, no, that's only in Melee. Like, you know, like,
yep.
Everything always references all of Melee, so.
Mm-hmm. Not to take away from some of the cool mechanics. They come up with some cool mechanics in Brawl and 4 and Ultimate. But, you know, just none of them are as cool as the mechanics they came up with in Melee, bro. Even the accidental mechanics in Melee are better.
Most of the accidental mechanics, actually.
Yeah.
Because I think L canceling was an accidental mechanic.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. L canceling was an accident. So was wave dashing.
Yeah, wave dashing for sure.
But I mean, you know, just adding a forward B, you know, that was fucking dope, you know? Like, adding tilt attacks, that was fucking dope. Yeah. I really like that. And yeah, it was just a really balanced game. Like, it was, like, not balanced, but it was a real tough game for competition, like, if you knew how to play the characters. Like, I'll never forget, 5 years later, all of a sudden, Jigglypuff moves from bottom tier to top tier.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that. I was mind blown. I was like, I didn't even think that was even possible, bro. Like, how do you go from bottom tier to top tier? Like,
same thing with Space Animals. They weren't always at the top.
No,
until,
it was
like,
Marth and
later.
Sheik. Yeah. Marth and Sheik forever.
Yeah.
And before that, there were people like Donkey Kong that were top tier before Marth and Sheik. You know, because people found easy ways to kill there. And
wasn't
then,
like, Mario, like, top for a while, too?
Yeah, Mario, you know? Yeah. Mario, Donkey Kong started off, and then, like, as it went on, the changes. Yeah. Like, just for the meta to change that much in that game, like, oh, such a good game. Like, that's kind of why I feel like they wouldn't, I would imagine them not bringing it back, because they, I don't think they can make a new game as good unless they make the new game literally in the same mechanics as Melee and make it better.
If they did the same engine, for sure. And then
add new characters, you know, maybe add a corner B attack, which me and AJ have been waiting for a long time, you know. Anyway, but yeah, so okay. Yeah, keep an eye out
back
for
back B attack. I don't think we have a back B attack.
No, just forward
B. Just forward B, right?
Oh, that's a
back
cool
B yet.
Bro, that's a cool concept depending on how you're turned. Oh, that's pretty cool. Anyway, yeah, so just keep an eye out for more Smash tournaments, I guess. It's happening regardless of whether we want
to. Starting next year. And also on top of that, this is in collaboration with Panda Global, which they have a lot of they're a team pretty much, right? They have a bunch of people that play different games. I think it's Punk, who's one of the best Street Fighter players. I think he's part of Panda Global, I think. So they do tournaments. They know how to run tournaments and all that, so I guess they're in good hands as far as like what the rules are going to be like for this circuit that Nintendo's going to put together. So we'll see what happens. We'll starting next year, so we have a couple more months to ponder how this is going to go down, and we don't have all the details yet for when it's going to start and all that, and how you're going to enter and all that. But I guess we'll see. Mm-hmm. They can't do it online either because Melee's not online. So what are you going to do about that, Nintendo?
I guess we'll see.
Yeah,
that's the thing that makes me feel like you might be right, because it doesn't have online play. Like,
right.
You know, that would really surprise people. Anyway, okay. That being said, Hello Kitty is owned by a company called Sanrio, who has partnered with the company Recur to make an NFT system where you specifically can buy, sell, and trade NFTs for Hello Kitty only. So not only is this a hard market, a very tight, hard market, but they're also on top of that making it a closed Hello Kitty NFT market. So like only all their shit has to be operated there. On top of that, they made sure this one was is environmentally friendly, because if people don't know, NFTs kind of fuck up the environment a little bit.
Okay. Do you know why people say that? Because right. I keep hearing that throw around. I was like, how?
It's because of the electricity, right?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, I know. It's true, though. It's true.
Yeah, I mean, it's true, but like there's tons of other things like that.
Well, I think the fear of it is because it's so rampant and popular now, and it's making so much money that it's only going to go further.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's this thing that people don't even understand. Like, it's in the stages where people... It's like the internet before people knew what it was. But so that means it has a possibility of getting huge. And if NFTs become used by everyone and huge, that's the end of the planet. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that, yeah. I think that's why they're trying to be careful about that.
Yeah, it's the compute power to even make is what, like... It's just more electricity.
More
the same thing. Which,
more heat.
Which is the same thing for cryptocurrency in general, because NFT is pretty much cryptocurrency in a way.
Yeah, it works in the same way. Yeah.
The blockchain and all that shit, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the blockchain, you know, it's a bunch of computers collaborating together to keep track of all this shit. So, like, they bounce information back and forth to each other, so make sure everything's legit when shit gets transferred around. And that's a bunch of computers, a bunch of electricity, right? So that's the concern, which I think is just a weird, just nitpicky concern. But that's just my opinion.
Honestly, I would agree if it wasn't going to get any bigger. Mm. But the shit keeps getting bigger and bigger every fucking month. So I'm like, I kind of get it. You know, like, they just don't want it to become a problem. So
how come people
do...
are not concerned about, like, TV shows and, like, fucking movies? You know, that uses a lot of electricity. They got to, like, render freaking, like, all those fucking Pixar movies talking about, like, it took freaking days to render, like, the scene that took 2 seconds, you know? Like, how can you guys not get mad at that?
Because there's more NFTs than there are Pixar movies.
Maybe.
You see what I'm saying?
True.
Like, so,
but
like,
I don't think it takes as long to render NFT than it did to render fucking like 2 seconds of a Pixar movie, you know?
No, but there's so many NFTs, bro. Yeah. Like, there's like billions already. Like, and this is the beginning of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like this is smart because this is them finally looking ahead instead of just creating some shit and letting it fuck everything up, like gasoline. You know what I mean? Like, this is them preventing that from happening again.
I guess.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, because you know, gasoline wasn't a big deal when it came out either. Like, oh, it's so little. It's not. It's never gonna fuck the planet up. 300 years or 200 years later, we're like, oh fuck.
I think it's only been less than 100, actually, if you think about it.
Really?
Gasoline cars didn't come out to like what the 30s?
Oh, I guess you're
40s.
Even worse. Even right? worse. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You know, you're right. Yeah, they make this to like 30s, 20s. I think.
Yeah.
Right? Damn, that's even worse. That's just been fucking shit.
It's barely been 100 years.
So I feel like it's their way of staving that off before it becomes a problem. Because, you know, you want to find out your plans.
All right, fine. I see that. I mean, compared to gasoline, I get the argument a little bit better now.
Yeah, gasoline, internet, I feel like is a great example.
Did you hear that El Salvador has now, like, mm-hmm. Bitcoin is now their actual currency now? Like,
they're the reason I have so much more money now. Because Bitcoin
shit.
Went up because they took it as their currency.
So I wish I got a Bitcoin so early, man. Like, I don't have any. I haven't gotten into that. You think I would?
It's not too late.
But I haven't.
Not too late. Get it now before it gets fucking locked. When it becomes the trend that other countries
yeah,
make it
might
their
get
currency,
locked at some point.
It's
going
to get locked. So get in it now, because 3 years from now, bro, you're not even going to be able to buy into Bitcoin
anymore. Just get like 50, 40. $30 worth of right or something like
that. Maybe more. You want a little more than that.
Maybe
like
100, 200.
200. I think 200 is a good number. And then just leave it. You know, let it sit.
Yeah.
Whenever it drops, buy like $10 more worth. You know?
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's how it works. Like,
yeah, when it drops, mm-hmm. buy some. Okay.
Because you're going to lose money, but the way you make sure you don't lose too much money is to buy when it's low cost. And then you start making more and more and more and more and more.
Okay.
Yeah, because I only spent $300, bro, and I'm like at fucking $5,000 now. Like, that's fucking wild. Like,
that is wild.
Yeah. Of course, I've been, like I said, I've been buying a little bit more and more here and there, but
right.
I think I calculated it was only like $500 more, and I got like $3,000. Oh, sorry, like $5,000 almost in that shit now.
Shit.
So I'm like, so I spent $800, and I have $5,000.
Yeah.
Think about that. Like, that's wild.
That is wild.
Yeah. Took a while, but it happened.
Yeah.
But anyway, we got a topic there a little bit. Other news real quick.
Oh, yeah. So,
oh, no, that was it.
Hello Kitty doing NFTs.
Yeah, this is going to be big, bro. And it's environmentally friendly on top of that. So it's not doing
as... how they doing that.
I don't know either, but I guess that's a thing that's been happening the past couple months. There's a way to do it so it's not as damaging. I don't understand it. Maybe you can tell me next week.
I don't know.
But I'm like, man,
That's just big. It's so big that they're not even on the regular NFT network. They had to make their own network.
That's probably why, though.
Yeah.
Maybe because they have their own network.
Maybe that's what makes it environmentally
maybe
friendly.
Maybe it's just some different way of doing it. Maybe.
You might be right about that.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so I mean, if you're going to invest in some of this shit, maybe you want to get a Hello Kitty NFT now, because if anyone knows anything about Sanrio, bitches love Sanrio.
True. True that.
And there's more women than men on the planet. Think about that. Yeah, Hello Kitty NFTs. It's a thing. It's big. Keep your eye on it. AJ?
All right. More gaming news. More fighting game news. So a while back, we talked about, I'm pretty sure I mentioned it, these are like the founders of Evo, Tom and Tony Cannon, right? This is their thing, right?
Oh.
They made Evo.
I heard their names. I didn't know. Okay.
The Cannon brothers, right? They've been working with Riot, who does League of Legends, right, to make a fighting game. And then they're kind of programmers themselves. Actually, one of the Cannon brothers is the one behind the rollback netcode. He's behind GGPO, which people have used to load ROMs to play games against each other, like those old 2D.
So you're saying he's something of a scientist himself.
Yeah, exactly right.
He's like the Green Goblin. Okay.
Yeah. So they've been working with Riot, and they're going to make a, you know, and then League of Legends has their own big universe already that they're developing. I think these characters in this fighting game are going to take from that.
Wait, Arcane, right? Have you been hearing about Arcane Saga?
That's probably the same thing, yeah, right? Yeah, that just got announced a little bit. I don't know what that was.
No, that's a TV show on Netflix.
What the fuck?
And it's connected to League of Legends.
Oh, okay, okay.
And it's one of the most watched shows on Netflix right now.
Oh, wow,
too.
Okay.
Arcane, I think it's called Arcane Legend. And yeah, you'll see it's like the most watched thing on Netflix right now.
Interesting. Oh, they don't have an actual name for this game yet. It's called Project L right now.
It looks fucking cool already. It looks very Guilty Gear / I don't know what else.
It's a team-based game, though. So it's an assist-based fighter, is what they said. So you're going to have to tag team, kind of like, you know, a la like Marvel or what else is more tag team? Like the Power Rangers, Battle for the Grid, is going to be like that. This character that's showing right here is pretty fucking sick, though. Like, I'll let you listen to what they're talking about later on when it comes to it, because he has a weird effect that I don't think has been done yet in a fighting game.
Ooh, that's cool right away.
But also they're saying that they're not about making a game that beginners are going to be able to play to beat the pros. You know, they're more focused on the fun aspect of it, it says. So, like, you know, a lot of games are like, oh, yeah, we're making this new game. So, like, beginner players can also beat the pro players.
Yeah, they can get into
it. Yeah.
I hate that shit.
Yeah. So they're kind of went out of the way to mention, like, yeah, we're not trying to make one of those type of games. We want to make a game that's just kind of just straight out just fun, you know?
That's
dope.
Anyone
could just jump in and just play and just have fun with it.
Honestly, that's how Street Fighter and fucking Smash Brothers were born. You know, they just wanted to make a game that was fun and balanced. That was it. And
yeah.
It turned out to be these huge fucking fighting game icons now. So that's good. That's really cool.
So that's kind of what they're focused on right now, too. This video doesn't look that good, but I'm pretty sure they'll fix it in the future. I know Chris was showing us this video this weekend, too. And he was kind of complaining about, like, look how jaggedy it looks. I think it's just an early build of the game. The frame looks kind of low.
It's not even done.
But yeah, it's not even done yet. Yeah. So that's the other thing, too. Also, of course, rollback netcode is going to be part of this thing, too. They're also talking about how, like, Riot, because of League of Legends, because of how big that game is, Riot has these servers all over the world that they kind of link together in this weird way to prevent latency and all that and lag and all that, right? So they're going to be using their network, of course, because it's a Riot game. And alongside with their rollback netcode knowledge, this game should be pretty legit online. Also, on top of that, too, they kind of developed this anti-rage quit technology, too, because of that server technology as well, where someone actually rage quits, you know, people just, you know, exit the game somehow, and then you're kind of penalized for it, but you're not even the one that canceled. You're just playing the game normal, and the other guy you cancel, right?
Hate that
and
shit,
you get
bro.
Penalized for it. Well, they found a way to prevent that, where the person who didn't disconnect will be rewarded and given the W, given the win, and the person that disconnected will given, you know, the penalized, you know, whatever
so
happens
cool.
and all that.
That is so,
so
cool.
They say they have some type of tech that kind of can kind of help figure that out, which is cool. And like we were just saying right now, too, that the game overall right now is still in the R&D phases, is still being researched and everything. So I don't think it's going to be coming out anytime soon. Maybe in about 2 years, I would say, is my guess. But I don't think we're getting this game next year, but it looks pretty dope so far, though. Check out his character, though.
Timeliner works great for basic.
So he's like a time type of. He can control time, right? He can slow you down and make you, like, you know, slower. But he himself can also, like, make a pinpoint in time where he's at. So he's got a little shadow that comes out of him when he's, like, fighting. Let's see if he does it again. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. See a little shadow he leaves behind?
Yeah.
He can go back to it. So he can do some attack and then reset back to where he was previously and then continue the combo or be safe. Yeah. So this is an area. So that's a weird mechanic. So you could be up in the air and then leave your shadow there, do some shit, and then come back in time to where your shadow was us previously, and then you could be safe or continue a new combo from that position.
You know what's funny? I can think
that's a weird tech.
I can think of some things that were similar to it, like some stances that are similar to that, but nothing quite like that.
Yeah.
You're right. Like, damn, that's pretty wild. That's pretty interesting. Okay.
Yeah, they were talking about that here. Like, that looks fucking sick. I don't think I've seen like anything like that. Like look at this right here. So he kisses a shadow up here, and when he wants to, he can jump back into that shadow real quick, and then he didn't do it that good right there. Like right here, he jumped back into it real quick. Yeah, jump back into it right there.
Damn, it gets you mean juggle potential. That's crazy.
So I don't know, this character's pretty dope. So we'll see what to do with that. But yeah, this game looks pretty sick. I'm kind of interested. And it's made by people who run EVO, so they know fighting games. I also heard they actually have people at behind the scenes working on this who are like top players in like Guilty Gear and Marvel and like, you know, Capcom vs. SNK. Like just, you know, players who played the game, who know what's up, who are also working on this game. So, you know, it should be good.
Okay. Let's...
I mean, should I play League of Legends now just to learn this world?
No, I'm good. I don't need that. All right, so Star Trek is having a spin-off comic, guess what? Made by IDW.
Oh, okay.
This is not the cover of it. This is an old Star Trek comic. I just thought that was kind of fun to put the picture of it. But this new one is called Star Trek Klingons. And this one will be all about the Klingon Empire and how they... and one of their most famous warriors that if you've ever watched Star Trek, it's a thing that's always mentioned. There's a motherfucker named Kalis the Unforgettable. They always fucking talk about him in every fucking Star Wars series.
Like, I don't remember him.
Shut up. He's like an OG Star Trek warrior that they always talked about in the background. Like, they mentioned him in almost every series. And they're actually going to make a comic book about him and all his exploits and shit. And this is part of a series of comics they've been making by the same group that made the Star Trek comic called Year 5.
Hmm.
And they're making a bunch of little one-shot comics about a lot of different alien species. Klingons being the first one. Now, this will all culminate in a big event that they have going called Star Trek Mirror War Event. It's a 9-issue special that will focus on an evil version of the Enterprise and evil version of their crew. And, yeah, all this is kind of set up for that. So I'm like, man, Star Trek doing big things. And if anyone doesn't know, ever since they've been part of are they part of Discovery or Peacock? I think Discovery. Star Trek's part of Discovery now. And
I think it's Peacock.
No. Is it Peacock? Huh?
Wait, I'm pretty sure. No, CBS.
CBS. Sorry, Star Trek is part of CBS All Access, and part of that has been a whole universe they've made for Star Trek, including, you know, the Picard show, Star Trek Discovery. That's why I said Discovery earlier.
Mm-hmm.
The animated show that they're doing right now for kids that is apparently really good.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I heard it's good. I haven't watched it. All these comics that are connected to the same. This is all part of their initiative to make Star Trek a big fucking thing again. And you know, I like
to make Star Trek great again.
Yeah, right. Makes Star Trek great again. But yeah, so yeah, keep an eye out for these comics. It should be hitting shelves pretty soon. February next year.
Oh, okay. Time for my birthday. Sounds cool.
All right, AJ, news.
Yeah. So another kind of news. We got some Street Fighter news too. So like, they announced like a new character like a couple of months ago, and we kind of got some new deets on that character. And after this ad plays, I'm going to show you this video. This is the character. Yeah, this is it. And it's a Luke. He's supposed to be this MMA fighter, right? So yeah, it kind of just showed us some like details about him and all that, and like how he plays and everything. Showed us some combos, his what do you call them? His V reversals and all that. All that jazz is kind of what they showed off this past, like, I don't know, weekend or something like that. I don't know how to feel about him. One thing that they did mention about him too, though, that like they could kind of reinforce, telling us that he's gonna be the next like big thing in the next coming Street Fighter game. So look out for him coming up in the next Street Fighter game. They haven't said Street Fighter 6 though, so this is my little conspiracy theory that I'm gonna enter right here. But looking at his fighting style, he seems really well grounded. Especially right here, like he doesn't, like most characters, like have a reason to jump up in the air and catch you with some shit, right? he's pretty grounded. Oh, what are some other grounded video games that you could think of that are not necessarily like a 2D fighter? You know, maybe some Tekken? I don't know. Maybe, right? So this is theorizing right here. Maybe this character could be a character that they made for Street Fighter versus Tekken, or Tekken versus Street Fighter, right? I don't know. I'm just making theories here.
This guy looks like somebody was from that whole era. You know what I mean? With Street Fighter versus
Tekken. I was just mentioning like how he's like seems to be a grounded character, and how they keep saying that he's gonna show up in the next Street Fighter game, but they haven't said it's Street Fighter 6. They just say the next Street Fighter series, the next Street Fighter game.
What is it, like Street Fighter 5.5?
I don't know. No, I hope not.
What do you want from the next Street Fighter game as far as where they go with it?
Honestly, Street Fighter is not one of my main games that I really care about. I was like, let it come out and we'll decide whether or not I like it, you know? Mm. I don't have any hopes or dreams for the Street Fighter series. Just, you know, make it fun, make it good, and I don't know, just have some fun shit going on and make sure I'm able to play it, you know?
Shit, for me, man, I want it to be taking place after Street Fighter 3. We don't have anything in the fucking future since Third Strike.
Yeah, everything's supposed to be before it, right?
Everything is past.
Yeah.
Except for Third Strike, so I'm like...
So maybe the next game, yeah. Which is probably why they're trying to, like, streamline this dude, because, again, he's supposed to be the next big thing for the next Street Fighter game, right?
I see what you're saying, yeah.
So maybe he'll be the next big thing for after Third Strike, even though he wasn't even in Third Strike.
Yeah.
But, yeah, MMA character. What was the other announcement they made regarding this? Oh yeah, that was the other thing too. It also, on top of this, Brawlhalla, which I was mentioning earlier, apparently we're gonna get Street Fighter, we're gonna get Ryu and Chun-Li in Brawlhalla. I think they're skins again.
Weak.
Yeah, because Chun-Li, when they're showing her off, she has a bow staff in her arm. So that I was like, okay, it's a skin. Yeah, she doesn't. I've never seen her with a staff like that. And Akuma also coming to Brawlhalla. So. Yeah, look out for that in Brawlhalla. November 22nd, so I think they're already out.
I feel like Akuma would meteor you.
He would. He would want to. Oh, yeah, check this out, dude. So Brawlhalla is like a Smash, like flat platform.
I know about it. Yeah.
They have a new mode, a Street Brawl mode. You see this?
No.
Look at this. It's just like a 2D fighter. And they have a life bar now.
Ooh, oh, and a life bar.
So they kind of like changed their engine a little bit to accommodate. It's like a flat plane 2D fighter with a life bar.
So are we gonna start trying this out? I'm down.
I have Brawlhalla already installed on my Switch. I haven't touched it yet, but I've been wanting to play ever since Lara Croft came out. I've been wanting to try it out because Lara Croft is also like a skin in the game as well. But yeah, these characters are out in Brawlhalla. Also, that Luke character, I think, is out next Monday is what I heard. So look out for all that new Street Fighter stuff. Coming to a video game console near you.
All right. So Adult Swim is bringing back a fan favorite. Him? They're bringing back a fan favorite. King of the Hill.
Too Many Cooks? Oh, okay.
Returning on November 22nd to Adult Swim.
A new, like, series or?
No, the old one.
Okay, they're going to, like, start, like, rebroadcasting it?
Yeah, they're going to rebroadcast it.
That's cool.
Which, by the way, man, King of the Hill is surprisingly hilarious. The older you get, the funnier this fucking show is.
Yeah, okay.
And, man, it's just so good. Especially when, you know, you've dealt with America for a long time and you know how America treats people of color. It just makes everything even funnier. You know, like, I don't know, everything's really good about the show. And it's, you know, it's, this one snuck by the radar more than Simpsons as far as, like, funny-ass jokes that I didn't really catch, I wasn't catching.
Right.
You know what I mean? When I went back and watched it, I'm like, this show's fucking actually hilarious.
Yeah, there's definitely, like, I've never sat down and watched and, like, gone on my way to watch King of the Hill. But, you know, there's random moments where it just came on, I was there, like, oh, yeah, I'll watch this shit. It was a good time.
Yeah, it's a good show. Yeah. It's a really good show.
There's always key things that, like one of the main things from King of the Hill that I've always picked up that I always look around is, you know, when Bobby takes that self-defense class.
That's my purse.
That's my purse.
I don't know you.
Yeah.
Giving that solid kick.
Yeah.
And not only
hilarious.
And not only are you getting King of the Hill, but every day at 9 that they're airing it, you're going to get an hour of King of the Hill because they're going to show 2 episodes.
Nice.
And this starts November 22nd. So, you know, keep
it. Already started.
Oh shit, you're right.
Yeah, same thing as Brawlhalla.
Yeah,
dropped their shit. So
it's already out. It's already happening. You can watch it tonight. Oh, yeah. You can watch it right now if you're not watching Unfocused.
What are you doing if you're not?
Right. But yeah, King of the Hill, it's back and it's happening on Adult Swim again. So cool shit. Other news, real quick. Kathleen Kennedy.
Her again.
Oh, you know you can give my segment real quick.
Whoa.
I
Okay, we can't play the whole thing though, right?
Okay, that's enough. Yeah. So, Kathleen Kennedy has made her first decree as returning back to Lucasfilm, like that she's, you know, she's putting her foot down about what's happening. And, you know, she was in an interview with Variety and they asked her, you know, what's going to happen with those characters, Rey, Finn, and Poe? You know, like, those characters are just going to disappear? She's like, oh, no, those characters are not disappearing. She's like, they're still going to be showing up. We're going to use them. We're talking to our writers for our shows and stuff right now, and they're going to be appearing in the canon in the future going forward.
Okay. That's fine.
Why? I mean, I'm not... I thought
because they have characters that they need to do shit with.
The thing I'm saying is, like, their stories are kind of done to me.
Yeah, you
think so? I like seven, and I like eight. I hated fucking nine. Eight's got problems, but, you know, I like seven and eight. I'm someone who's rare. I'm someone that's kind of in the, you know, they're cool. I still like the last one. But even I am like, no, I don't really need to see where that shit goes. I feel like there's nowhere to go with it. I'm like,
oh, man.
Did you see episode 9? You did, right?
Yeah, I saw it all.
I don't feel like there's anywhere to go with any of that shit anymore. No. So I'm like...
They're all good individually, but together as a story, it's conflicting each other,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's my problem with it. Yeah. But individually, they're all good.
I mean, they're cool. I mean, they're not super exciting one. Like, I don't feel like I feel about Han Solo about any of them. You know, I wish I did. But, you know, none of them are quite as exciting as characters like Han Solo or Chewie or Leia, you know? And then on top of that, they have all these projects that we're supposed to be getting from Kathleen Kennedy that keep getting canceled. if anyone knows, at the Disney D23 last year, they announced a movie called Rogue One. It was going to be all about the fucking fighter pilots.
We already had Rogue One.
No, sorry, not Rogue One. Sorry, Rogue Squadron.
Oh, Rogue Squadron.
It was all going to be about the fighter pilots. And, you know, they went with, what's her name? The woman who made the Wonder Woman movies, it's really good. Patty Jenkins.
Okay.
And they had a whole fucking thing at D23 of her telling, oh, her dad was a fighter pilot. You know, the story means a lot to her, blah, blah. You know, they're going to do all these things.
Is that coming out?
No, canceled.
What?
Because creative differences with her and Disney.
Oh.
So here you go. Here we go again. The same thing that just happened before. This happened with Solo. You know, creative differences. They fired the fools who wrote the last Solo thing and then brought in these shitty people that made the weak-ass movie that came out. History is repeating itself, man. I'm just like, this is why I was irritated last week that Kathleen Kennedy's keeping her seat in Lucasfilm.
Because
I knew this shit's going to happen again, and I really want to be wrong. And here we go, week one. Here we go. We're already keeping these people. And then on top of that, Finn's actor, John Boyega, said very clearly it would take a lot for him to come back to Star Wars.
Oof.
He said, he's like, I'm almost guaranteeing I'm not coming back to Star Wars, what he said, right?
Wow, okay.
Daisy Ridley, she didn't say she's not coming back to Star Wars, but she said ever since she played Rey, she cannot get work in Hollywood.
Oh, man, that sucks.
So and then Poe is, let's see.
He's been good for himself, right?
He's Duke Leto. And
he's kind of busy, right?
Yeah, he's a little busy. He's Duke Leto in Dune. Or he was. R.I.P. And he's also...
Have some chat.
He's also, what? About to be Solid Snake?
Oh, for reals? Isn't he Moon Knight?
And he's Moon Knight. And what else did he come out with last year? He came out with some other shit last year I really liked. I can't remember what it was.
I can't remember what it was. This motherfucker. Yeah.
And if anyone remembers, I call him...
How did that happen?
I call him the king of sci-fi.
Yeah. You were saying that.
I've been saying that for a while, right?
Yeah.
And it's just because, like, once... Somehow, he was the only one who got... jump-started from Star Wars.
Yeah.
Everyone
like,
else...
How did that happen?
Yeah, I mean, I guess Adam Driver did too, Kylo Ren. Because I see him in a lot of shit now too.
But like, not. I feel like I haven't seen like any more like sci-fi action shit. I feel like I've seen more like in drama stuff.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like it jumped his drama thing.
Yeah.
And you know what?
He was full of drama.
He was so drama-filled! Actually, that was the best acting, was him being angry and drama-filled. You're so right, AJ. That's like, we need this guy, you know? But yeah,
tantrum.
Tantrum. Yeah, man! Fucking the Juggernaut should have been back there the whole time he was doing shit. But yeah, man, so besides Oscar Isaacs and Adam Driver, like, no one's career really went anywhere after Star Wars, sadly.
That's crazy.
And so that being said, I don't see what Kathleen Kennedy's talking about actually happening. Like, I don't see any of them wanting to come back to do it. You know what I mean? Like, you'd have to offer them a gang of fucking money.
Well, they had that, better get that Disney money, right?
They do have the Disney money. I mean, they brought back Darth Vader out of retirement. The kid who played Darth Vader in episode 2 and 3 is coming back.
Oh, really? Okay.
For the Obi-Wan show.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I'm like, that's Disney money right there. He hasn't done any roles since episode 3.
Interesting.
Period.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, damn, that's because they gave him that Disney money. Like, yo, come back, man. We need you. So yeah, man, I'm just
But you know, like, so you talk about that, like, how they're gonna like do anything with those characters, right? How they're gonna bring them back. But like, they've been bringing back characters, dude. Like freaking Mandalorian, freaking what's his name, Boba Fett, right? Coming back as a character. They're gonna do an Obi-Wan story, right? But, see, what's her name? The dude with the hair, you know? Asuka or what's Ahsoka? Her name? Yeah, is that her name?
That's not hair, but yeah, yeah.
Whatever, you know what I'm talking about, right? She's gonna get her own series. So like,
yeah. But see, you know, I think my problem comes from the people that are making the ones that succeed are not the people making this one. Like, you know what I mean? Like, okay, like, yeah. So, for example, like you said, there are a couple of these that have worked. Mandalorian, this Boba Fett show coming out, Ahsoka. Yeah. Those three shows are all written by Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau.
Yeah, true.
Now,
which they should be like headrunners for the next like set of series, right?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, Star Wars,
I don't know why not.
But Star, well, they are because they got Boba Fett, you know, the Boba Fett show and Ahsoka. They're getting those shows. But Kathleen Kennedy is doing Star Wars Acolyte. She's doing the Obi-Wan show. And she's doing...
Why would you give her the Obi-Wan one?
She's the one who came up with it. And I'll tell you what, AJ, I think it was because Mandalorian worked that she's like, that's a great idea. I'm going to bring back someone else who people like. And, you know, it's an easy one because Ewan McGregor's been saying he wants to be Obi-Wan again, you know? Right. Like, I feel like she just picked the easiest way to keep up with them, you know? Like, which is why I don't like her being a leader. Anyway, that's all I'm going to say. We're going to leave it at that.
Okay.
Star Wars. Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully this works out for them, but I'm scared. I'm just going to say that.
All right.
AJ? Oh, wait, do we have a roundup today or no?
Nah, no roundup today. Because someone's fired. I'm just kidding.
Right?
All right. So remember that one company, Harmonix?
Yeah, I remember them.
They're kind of like behind Guitar Hero, Rock Band, right? Mm-hmm. They did like music game stuff, right? Well, they got, I think they got bought out by Epic. Epic Game now owns.
Oh, really?
Harmonix, yeah.
Oh shit.
Which is kind of weird. I guess not that weird, but like we haven't talked about them in forever, right? So that's a thing. And then there's like an FAQ on their page where they announced this. Epic Games plus Harmonix, right? Epic Game, by the way, does freaking Fortnite, right?
Yeah.
And their FAQs. Oh, where's that FAQ page? Did it take it down because it was just still good? Oh man, I'm so upset that it's not here because I wanted to read the quote that was here. They're talking about like, oh yeah, like what's going to be, what are you guys going to do next? You know, like a little FAQ, like what's next for Harmonix, you know, now that you're part of Epic's game. And one of them was like, oh yeah, we're going to be working on a, some type of music based game for Fortnite. Oh, wow.
Oh, no, no.
Give me something new. Come on. Anyways.
That's Mr. Carnival, welcome to chat.
Yeah, this is kind of... Oh, yeah, what up? So, yeah, that's a thing. I don't know.
Jeez, I'm not excited for that.
But hopefully we get some cool music games out of them, I hope. But, like, a Fortnite, something that's in Fortnite, though, I don't know how I feel about that.
Me either.
Yeah, but, yeah, Epic Games part of... Harmonix part of Epic Games now. Interesting.
Right.
Oh, by the way, they also went out of the way to say that, oh, yeah, everything else that they worked on, like the Rock Band games or whatever, all those DLC things, everything's going to be the same pretty much. So don't worry about those so much. Just worry about what's new.
Right. Okay, The Wheel of Time, which is an amazing show that's been finally brought from books to live action in this past few weeks on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, how do you like it so far?
I love it. It's actually really good. It's really good. Like I said, it's like Slayers, man. It's like a live action Slayers. I highly recommend it. You got me. I'm like, I should be doing that, too. But, yeah, so The Wheel of Time, for anyone that's confused about some of the lore and things that are happening in The Wheel of Time, guess what? There is a companion animated series, an anime for Wheel of Time. Now, the only way to access it is you go to your Amazon Prime account and go to your X-ray, which in most cases that includes scrolling up or pushing up on your when you're watching the show.
I've seen that before, so that's just pretty dope.
Yeah, so to watch these animated things, you got to go to the actual episode of Wheel of Time. Each episode has an accompanying anime episode. You go to your X-ray, you scroll up, and you can you go to bonus content, and there should be the animated episode for each episode.
Okay.
Now I tried to do this. I don't think it worked for me because I have an Apple TV.
It should work better.
No, because they were specifically, I was reading about it, and they were specifically advertising it on the Fire Stick.
Because that's owned by Amazon.
Yeah, and so they didn't say you couldn't use it on the other platforms, but the fact that I couldn't find it on the
Apple TV kind of makes me feel like you can't do it on the Apple TV.
I was about to say, oh, I can do it on my TV, though. I can do the X-ray shit. That's because
I already know.
My TV's an Amazon TV.
It's an Amazon TV. And so
it has, like, the Fire thing built into it.
So it's kind of annoying as fuck. I want to see these animated things, but, yeah, I'm not getting to. But, yeah, you can, though, if you have either the Fire Stick or...
I could do it.
You could do it. May I ask for your shit? May I take your shit?
I'll take my TV.
And, and yeah, and check it out. But it's supposed to be really good, and it's supposed to expand the lore and tell you a little bit more about the universe and the magic and how their things are working in that show. So, yeah, if you want to know more about what's happening, understand more of the random quick things they bring up and smart-ass things they talk about that you're like, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah.
Then you can find out about it from that animated show. The... It's only found on X-Ray.
Fuck around and find out.
Fuck around and find out with X-Ray. That should be their commercial.
That should be their slogan,
right?
That'd be
so funny. Fuck around and find out with X-Ray. With a really pretty, like a nice
on fire.
Voice. Yeah, right? That's funny.
Oh, man.
And
DJ Hero, very underrated game, says Mr. Carnival. Right?
That's a good game.
I love fucking DJ Hero. I've been wanting to go back to that, actually. There's a game that's kind of similar that you can probably use a turntable with called... Oh my god! Spin Rhythm is a pretty dope game. If you're interested in some type of new music game, I was playing that like a while back. I was talking about it here. They also have a mobile version of it, which I don't like as much. But if you can find it on PC, it's dope. It's on Steam. I know that much. Go check that out. Harmonix didn't do it though, but yeah, Harmonix. Yeah, that's right. But they did freaking DJ Hero for sure.
Okay. All right, AJ, you want to hear some other piece of news?
Oh, yeah. Did you hear about Studio Ghibli?
No, what are they doing now?
Miyazaki is going to return for one final film.
Yeah, this keeps happening.
It's supposed to be epic.
Yeah, this keeps happening.
Yeah, does it?
He keeps saying he's retired, and he keeps returning for one final film. Like, well, he did like a film with his kid who was doing it, and then I'm like, but that counts as a new film. You realize that, right? Miyazaki, you said you weren't doing it anymore.
Well, he's going to do one more final one. It's supposed to be like, you know, in the fantasy
one
universe
more final
thing,
one.
Right?
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
So I guess look out for that.
All right. Other news. Blade Runner. There's going to be a Blade Runner TV show coming from Ridley Scott, the guy who wrote the original Blade Runner. I do not know if my boy Denny Villeneuve is going to be involved or not. That's the guy who wrote the modern Blade Runner movie, the one 2049.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I don't know if it's going to be connected to that anime that recently came out on Adult Swim called Blade Runner Black Lotus. Not really sure, but they're kind of being hush-hush on it. He did say that the first episode's already written. They have the Bible for the episode, for the series, you know?
Cool.
So they're already good to go. They're, like, ready to make it. But, Blade Runner show. I'm just surprised, and I'm interested. I'm kind of excited. Blade Runner's some cool shit. Yeah, we'll just see if it's any good. Hopefully Ridley Scott's on fire, because he's kind of been missing with the alien stuff, but, you know, maybe he'll have it.
Oh, yeah, that's
where
I recognize his name from, that's right.
Yeah, his modern alien stuff hasn't been quite as good, but, you know, hopefully he can make a comeback with this. There's also an alien show coming out from Noah Hawley, which Ridley Scott is slightly involved in, but it's not really his project. So it'll probably be really good. Not just a joke. But, yeah, so just keep that in mind, guys. There is a new Blade Runner show coming. We don't have a program or a network in which it'll be appearing on, but I'm sure we'll hear more as the weeks continue.
Right.
AJ?
I actually got one more piece of news.
Only one?
Yeah.
Hold on. Well, let me do it. Fuck. Okay. I'll do a couple more real quick. Scarlett Johansson has revealed something that we kind of already knew. We just didn't know if it was still happening. She is working with Kevin Feige on a secret Marvel project.
Secret?
Yeah, we don't know what it is yet.
Like Secret Wars?
Or Secret Invasion? Some shit secret. but yeah, she is revealed. She is still working with Marvel. Marvel and ScarJo are cool, you know? Don't worry. but yeah, that's just a real quick thing I found interesting.
Disney and ScarJo, maybe not.
Yeah, that's a whole other story, right? Other thing real quick. Power Rangers is going to be getting a
Power Rangers.
Yeah, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. I don't know if you've ever heard about it. It's five teenagers with attitude, gets powers, alien superpowers to defend the Earth, and then they're joined by a sixth friend who's also got attitude and evil,
and
but becomes
teenager?
Good. Yeah,
right.
But,
yeah,
exactly.
Interesting. Sounds like a good story.
Yeah. So they're going to be. If everyone already knows, the rights to Power Rangers has been bought, and it's going to be redone because there was a movie from a few years ago, but that's going to be like kind of wiped over, and they're going to be making new Power Rangers shit. It looks like Entertainment One will be taking over Power Rangers, and it'll be going to Netflix.
Oh, interesting.
And it'll not only be one movie, it's going to be a Power Rangers cinematic universe.
Okay, okay.
Including series and movies.
Uh-huh.
Ongoing on Netflix, continuously building the world.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, man.
You know, I'm kind of like, I'm sad that I never really got into that whole universe stuff and followed all the series, because I know there's like a lot of good ones that have come out that people like love that I've only stopped.
Space, man. Space.
Yeah, people always say space. That's the best one. I had like one of the dino ones recently was pretty good too.
Yeah, my mom told me. You know, it's funny. My mom watches Power Rangers. Your mom
told you. That's funny.
My mom watches. I got her into it when we were kids. Yeah. And whenever, you know, even after I moved out and shit, she'd still just randomly watch it when it was on TV, you know, just for fun, you know?
That's funny.
And yeah, she said that dino one was really good. And I was like,
that's crazy.
If you're saying that, Mom, it must be good, because I know you watch soap operas and shit. You know?
Right? Yeah. So, yeah. So, like...
Dino Thunder?
That one of the dino ones, yeah, where I heard were really good. But, yeah, like... So, I'm kind of, like, mad that I never... Like, not mad, but just kind of sad that I, you know, never kind of kept up with all the Power Rangers stuff to see what all the hype is and make all these connections and all that. So, if they, like, re-jump it in a way on Netflix and fucking do a lot of those series in some way... Mm-hmm. I think I'd be down to jump into that universe.
Yeah, I think it's a really smart move by them to just do it this way.
Yeah. And it's already a pretty big universe. I mean, just reading the comics, you know, it's kind of just crazy already.
And
and that video game, too, like, has a lot of branches and
connections to the comics and shit.
Yeah, and all the different TV shows.
And just to go further, to kind of, like, point out, this is what they say exactly. It's not just one show. It is multiple shows, followed by films, and some kids programming. So there's going to be probably like some cartoons, some live action, and all of it's going to be connected. Like, that's I'm fucking cool. down, bro. I'm fucking down.
Yeah, I'm kind of down too. And then, you know, what's his name? Fucking Green Ranger. What's his name? Jason David Frank. David
oh,
Jason
you know Frank. He's got to be
know,
involved.
You know he's going to be jumping in that shit for sure.
If it's because Hasbro's doing it, so it's official.
Oh, shit.
So
okay.
Yeah, he's definitely going to be involved, I would imagine.
For sure.
I'd be surprised if he wasn't.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm kind of excited for that. That sounds cool.
All right, yeah, so, okay, AJ, you want to give your last piece of news, and I'll give one more?
Yeah, my last one is about Sonic the Hedgehog, because you know I love me some Sonic the Hedgehog. I saw a post just a couple hours ago saying that there's going to be some special, like, Steve Aoki cross Sonic the Hedgehog, like, you know, show type of thing happening next Monday is when it's happening. I think next week, next Monday or the 30th of November at 12 p.m. Pacific on Twitch. So twitch.com/SonicTheHedgehog, or I think it's just Sonic. Steve Aoki is doing some, you know, probably some cool mixes with some Sonic the Hedgehog stuff. I don't know exactly what it's going to be, but it's going to be a Steve Aoki show. Steve Aoki's pretty dope with, you know, the music shit he puts out. So I'm kind of hyped to see what he's going to do with this. But look out for that next week. And, you know, I'll probably go check it out, let you guys know next week how it was.
All right, and then the last one, my last piece of news is from our boy Tai Chi. Thank you for this one, bro. You gave it to me just like an hour before the podcast. There was a post by the Daily Bugle's Twitter and TikTok account, because there's a Daily Bugle Twitter and TikTok account now.
Yeah, they have a TikTok. They're on TikTok, dude. They're fucking. They're popular. They're trendy. There
they're
go.
They're so trending. Yeah, man. Ever since they revealed Peter Parker's identity, they've just been on fire. And this is you know, for anyone that doesn't understand what's going on, this is corporate synergy. This is promotion for the Spider-Man movie.
This is T's key word, apparently, the last couple of weeks.
It's a corporate thing, synergy. Bro. It's such a thing, you know? Like, all these different projects to make sure you buy this one thing, you know? Like, it's really happening. And this is a perfect example of it. They've made an account just for the Daily Bugle, a.k.a., you know, for J. Jonah Jameson and his company. And, you know, you got Betty Brant. Which, in the comic books, Betty Brant is a love interest of Peter Parker's.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's a big-time, old-school love interest of Peter Parker. She even actually appears in the movies with Tobey Maguire and showing interest in him, but they don't hook up.
Oh.
Yeah, she's the agent.
Okay.
So, Betty Brant, and I believe she has appeared, right, in the Spider-Man movies? Has she like, been around...
Yeah, she's always in the you know how the school has their own little TV show where they talk
likes,
about the news.
Her and Ned, right?
It's her and Ned. They're like, oh yeah, they hooked up
right
in the last movie. That's right.
So I can easily see you know, in the comic books, Peter and Betty are a thing, which I could still see that being a thing maybe one day in the future. Because I'm like, I'm tired of Gwen and MJ, man. It's always Gwen and MJ, like Marsha, you know. I'm just tired of them. But yeah, Betty Brant's talking about. updates on news and information, mm-hmm. and she's going to be the new co-host. And I wonder if this could also be like a hub for...
Yeah, she works for the Daily Bugle now.
Yeah.
She's like an intern or some shit that she was saying.
And I wonder if this could be a hub for Sony going forward for just promoting their movies. You know, put out a little thing on here like, oh, Michael Vampire scene in New York.
Ooh,
you know, and then
yeah.
that's how they hype up Morbius. And, yeah. you know, like...
I feel like they've done like stuff like this in the past, but we just never caught it.
Because it wasn't as good.
Maybe, probably, yeah.
The only reason it's working so well now is because Marvel got it so big. Marvel got Spider-Man so big.
Right.
Sony really needs to be thanking them, man. Like, I'm tired of when they try to pull attitude with Marvel over Spider-Man.
you know what, too? Like, Marvel also has done the other news station. I don't know where those, like, come up, but, like, you usually find them on the DVDs
and
all that.
Oh, Homegirl. Yeah, it started with Iron Man. It was the chick that Iron Man banged, and she's a news reporter, right?
Yeah, yeah, and she's there's been, like, small little clips of her.
She's even been in What If. She's even been...
I think she was in What If. That's right.
Yeah, that you could see her news report in the background. They even got the voice actress back for it.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, so this is, like, just another thing in the same kind of vein, but, like, with Daily Bugle.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
I like that.
But, yeah, if you're on TikTok, go follow them, the Daily Bugle.
Might get some Spider-Man hints, some nods.
They might. Drop some hints, some Easter eggs.
AJ, last piece of news? Go for it.
Last piece of news? No, I'm done.
Oh, you gave it already?
Yeah. I can give you one more real quick that I wasn't going to talk about, but I'll talk about it anyways. It's about the whole Activision Blizzard shit going on.
Oh, is that still happening?
That's still happening, dude. They're fucking trying to weed out all the bad peeps out of there who are just causing problems, you know? How it goes in those corporate things.
How it's been going, yeah.
How it's been going, yeah. Apparently, it's all because of the main head, this Bobby Kotick dude. He just has, like, this... You know, these bad, not vibes, well, I guess.
Predator vibes.
Yeah, like Predator vibes. There you go. Yeah, I guess it is some type of bad vibes for sure. It's just because of him, the whole corporation just has these, you know.
Shitty people, shitty situations, issues, right? I feel what you're saying. Yep.
And then the board has been talking about trying to fire him, but I heard something about, like, it's kind of hard because the way his contract's written, they can't just fire him straight up, you know?
Yeah, and he's like kind of one of the bigger people in it, so
he's the main head. He's the main head of Activision and all that. Shit, so man. It's kind of hard to get rid of him, but they're trying right now. And what was the other thing that came up too? The board just can't fire. Oh yeah, Nintendo and Microsoft, I think even Sony, all came out saying, like, hey, you guys gotta do something about this guy and get him out of here.
Means you're never going to work in this town again, motherfucker. No one's going to hire you. Everyone's looking at you now.
Yeah, so they're all trying to get him out, too. So they all, like, posted something on Twitter saying, like, they support all the other people, that he needs to leave and all that. And they're trying to make some negotiations to help get him out, or to see how they're going to handle things with him being around.
I give them credit, but this is typical corporate opportunistic bullshit. Like, this is our chance to get more views.
You think so?
Yeah, to get more people on their side. Like, look, we're not with this shit. Join us, like, you know.
Even Nintendo said, I think it was Nintendo. Was it Nintendo? Yeah, Nintendo is also saying that they're talking to the ESA, which is ESA, Electronic Sports Agree, or Electronics. I don't know. I forgot what the ESA is. I thought it was the ESRB, but that's a different board. I don't know what the ESA is. If anyone knows, real quick, let me know. But they're talking with them. Nintendo's talking with them to kind of make some new guidelines to help, you know, prevent these type of scenarios where these people who are just assholes take over the company and have
just
this
do whatever they want with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and have this bad, just, you know, corporate, like, man, what's the word I'm looking for?
Control?
Like, not control, but, like, just a. Not like vibes, man. This is a word I keep hearing, and I can't remember. I'm always losing these words, man. Mm. Words are hard.
True.
I can't remember the word, man. It's bugging me now.
Okay, well, even
the word I want to use.
Even Nintendo and Microsoft have stepped up to the plate. Okay, that's cool. All right.
But well, yeah, they're doing that. Something's gonna happen. We'll see what happens. But it's all that shit's still playing out, though.
Okay. All right, AJ. I'm Focus Week. What you got planned, man? Or you want me to go first?
You know, sorting some Digimon cards right now, just open a new box, just fucking around with that shit some more, and hopefully actually start actually categorizing my shit again, because I've just been building this thing, this whole platform, this backbone right now, right, with all the website thing that I've been working on. So I think now I'm at a point where I can actually start filling in all the information and everything, getting that moving. So I'll definitely fuck around with some of that, and then also, I want to buy Pokemon Shining Pearl. I might go and do that today. Maybe start playing that. Hopefully play some more Smash over the weekend, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And then hopefully start reading Avatar over here too. Oh yeah, that's what I wanted to bring up too. So because I have Imbalance right here, right? I want to read this. This is one of the series in the comics from Dark Horse Comics and all that, kind of continuing the storyline of Last Airbender and all that.
How come Zuko's not with Team Avatar in that picture?
Probably because he's off doing some other shit. Because he was off doing some other
Fire Lord shit.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, because some of the stories, like, you know, they kind of branch. Like one of the ones didn't even focus on Aang at all. One of them was just focused on Katara and her brother Sokka. So it was just them handling whatever, right? Toph has been MIA for a little bit, but she's back in this one. So Team Avatar is kind of reunited without Zuko. Maybe he'll show up. I don't know. But they do that. Like, they'll talk about, like, oh, how's so-and-so? Oh, yeah, you know, he's busy doing this, you know? So
it's not except their other comics, right?
Yeah. One of the other comics, though. So one thing, actually, I forgot to talk about my In Focus Week that I came across was these Zoom-like meetings with voice actors from Last Airbender. All got together, like the voice actress for Azula, for Mai and Ty Lee, and freaking Aang even show up. Sokka's voice actor.
Oh shit!
They all like kind of like, gathered together. Toph even, right, and kind of just talked about like just working together, how long it's been, and just memories of working together on the show and all
That's
fucking
dope.
I just watched the whole thing. It was fun watching him talk about stuff. The voice actor for Appa Momo was there too, right?
Ah, that's funny.
Yeah, he was there. And from that, I learned that apparently the voice actress from Toph, and I think maybe some supporting members, got together and went ahead and read through the Metal Bending Academy comic book.
Oh, interesting.
So kind of voice acted it, right? So now I want to go ahead and finish this Imbalance because that takes place before all that. And then I want to go and read that and listen to them voice act it as I'm going
That's
through it.
That's fucking cool.
I want to go and do that, man.
Man, what? Why isn't this just happening? Like, why isn't this already? I know that there is more Avatar stuff coming in the near future, but I'm like, why isn't this already happening? I'm like, let's just do it. Like, just fucking make that a season. Metal Bending Academy. Just do it. You know, like.
Yeah, but like I want to just hear them read it and like you hear their voice acting in it. That would be cool to go over. Because you know when you're reading a comic and once you have a voice or something, that's the voice you hear in your head when you're reading their fucking word bubbles and all that, right?
Let me tell you something, AJ. I still hear the 90s voice from Spider-Man the Animated Series whenever I read a fucking Spider-Man comic to this day.
That's funny.
So yeah. I know exactly what you mean.
So, like, I want to do that. So maybe I'll get around to that hopefully this week. Probably not, knowing me. And then I think, I don't know, it's Thanksgiving tomorrow, right? I don't know what the fuck I'm doing tomorrow, but that's happening.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
Apparently motherfuckers are trying to battle us or whatever, but I'm not even going to be home till like 7, until like 10. Pretty late.
Oh, shit. Are you working tomorrow?
Yeah.
That's whack.
Yeah, nobody's open.
Well, good luck with that.
My unfocused week, I'm going to be maybe building this Jessmon deck. I have enough cards to do it now, so maybe I'll build a Jessmon deck.
That's something I'm going
to
do, too, is just go through these decks and kind of learn these cards. Because BT6 just dropped. We've been on that.
Yeah.
I don't think we talked about that, huh?
We mentioned it last week, but we didn't really go into it.
I think we mentioned it was coming out, and then it was just out.
No, because I was already...
It was Friday that it came out. We got these on Friday.
Oh, no, because I was already building. I already pulled cards aside to build the deck after the podcast.
Was it a different deck?
No, I had those
BT6 just dropped, dude. It was the weekend. It was Friday or maybe Thursday.
Do we really not talk about BT6 on the podcast?
I don't think we talked about BT6 on the podcast. I think we mentioned it's coming out soon. I think it's this weekend. I think that's all we mentioned.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn, is that... Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I don't think this is still brand new.
Oh, yeah, well...
This is not even a week old yet.
Shit, man. Okay, well, Digimon BT6 is out in America. It's been out in Canada and Asia and Europe for a long time, but now we have it.
Yeah.
And, wait, there we go.
So we've
Yeah, been... and it's called Double Diamond. It's pretty cool. Found some cool shit in it. The one thing that's really interesting about this is there's a $1,000 card... Maybe even $3,000, depending on how you sell.
None of us got it, huh?
No, I wasn't even thinking about it.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking about it.
There was a $1,000 card that's in some places sold for $3,000.
Maybe even $5,000 sometimes.
But the rarity, man. I heard someone talking about it online. They said they know someone who pulled two cases.
That's like,
not two boxes. Two cases.
What was that, like 12 boxes each, I think, is what it is?
Yes.
Like, something like that. So that's 24 boxes.
No Omnimon.
No Omnimon. Wow. That's
two
wild.
Cases. That's a lot. So this card is really fucking rare.
Yeah.
Um,
yeah, amongst us we probably pull like what? 6 to 8 boxes amongst us.
Yeah, I mean, per set. Yeah, I think I did like the most I did was the last one for sure. I got like 7 boxes of BT4 or BT5. Mm. That's the most I've gotten. So I'm like, this one, I think I'm at 3 boxes now.
Yeah, this is the one on my second.
Yeah. So I'm like, man, the fact that we still haven't seen it. And by the way, this card also appears in BT1, and it's just as rare. This Omnimon we're talking about. And me and AJ have bought BT1 boxes, and we have not gotten this fucking card still. So this shit is really, really rare. That's why.
But no, the Omnimon is the normal Omnimon. We have this Omnimon.
No, there's a white Omnimon.
But the white Omnimon, it's from BT1, but you can only find it in BT6.
No, but you could get it in BT1 too, because I've seen an English white Omnimon before BT6 came out.
Maybe in another state, but no, this Omnimon specifically, it's from BT1, same card from BT1, but this artwork is for BT6.
Bro, I've definitely seen that Omnimon before BT6 happened in English.
I've seen it. I've seen pictures of it that it was coming, but I've never seen it as an actual card. I know it hasn't been in any actual sets either. So this Omnimon is only for BT6.
Bro, I'm pretty sure this Omnimon's in BT1 English.
It's a BT1 card. Yes, it is BT1.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's in those packs.
But you can't find it in those packs, no. This art specifically, you can't not find in that pack.
Hold on, I'm going to have to look into that. Like I said, I've seen it. I've definitely seen it in a case before. And I've seen somebody have it in their binder. This is like, and when we were at the tournament...
No, bro, not this one.
This is it. Yeah, this one. Look, BT1.
Yeah, the like red and blue one. Yeah, it's a BT1 card. Yes.
Yeah. But English.
But you can't find it in the BT1 boxes. It's not in those boxes.
So how is it in English? That doesn't make any sense.
Because it just came out. No. It's been out in Europe too.
Oh, so maybe the Europe one is in English.
Maybe, yeah.
Because this is from fucking March, and there's pictures of it with English print on it.
With English print on it,
too? That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand.
Did someone actually have it?
Now that you're saying it, maybe the one I saw in the case was the Japanese one, but there's pictures here.
That makes more sense.
But there's pictures here of
it. Yeah, no, because I've seen pictures for it for, like, forever. But it's in BT6, though. Like even when you go to the card list on the website, you go through BT6 card list, it's in that set there. But it's a BT1 card though, like the way it plays, its artwork, not its artwork, but its effects and all that. That's the BT1 Omni. No, it says BT1 on it.
But I understand.
But you can only get that artwork in BT6. Like,
I think I'm just confused because I thought I saw it in English. I guess I did it. You know, I guess I saw it in Japanese. Huh.
Maybe, yeah.
Interesting.
Because I've seen pictures of it in English and all that. Like, people, like...
Maybe that's what I'm thinking about.
Making a mock-up of it and stuff like that. Like, oh, here's what it's going to look like with the English words on it. Kind of translated.
Maybe that's what it is.
I've seen people do that stuff before.
By the way, here's another alt art I've not fucking seen.
Yeah, it's from an Evolution Cup. So if you join one of the big tournaments...
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Jesus, so many Omnimons. Anyway.
Yeah, there are. I barely know who he is because he's only like in a movie, right? That's about all I know about him.
Yeah, he's only in the movie and the show shows him for a split second.
I need to watch that new anime.
What, Digimon Try or Digimon Adventure?
The new adventure, yeah. Because I saw the first episode.
Yeah.
And it looks pretty dope. It's in Japanese, so I got to read subtitles and like I don't want to do that.
Still waiting to see this fucker.
Yeah, Alter S and someday. But yeah, like I was also thinking about it too, like Naruto. Like I want to go back and watch Naruto again, but I don't think I've seen that one either.
What the fuck, man. Anyway, you want to go back and watch Naruto? You're saying?
Yeah, but I don't want to like read subtitles. But I'm not sure how I'm gonna feel about English like dub though. You know?
Yeah.
Like you know how I've been watching Yu Yu Hakusho. Like I'm not sitting there actually watching it. I'm off doing other shit.
Yeah, you're listening
to it. And at the good parts, I'll turn around and like, watch it real quick. Like, oh yeah, I like the scene right here. All right, go back to doing whatever. You're listening to it. Like, you know, that's what I've been doing right now with the anime. Even Slayers, I just did that with.
If that's what you want, you're gonna have to watch it in English, bro.
I know. Unless I learn Japanese on the quick or something, right?
And let me know, man. All right.
Anything else you got planned though?
No, I mean
we got sites.
Play with Digimon, Digimon cards, try to get this deck going for myself. It's not quite time for Spider-Man yet, but I guess I should start thinking about buying my Spider-Man ticket soon, because apparently...
Damn.
Yeah, bro, you know it's going to be sold out. They already talked about when the tickets go on sale and shit, so I'm like, I know it's going to be rough.
Shit, that's scary.
You saw that last trailer, that's the last thing they say at the end, tickets go on sale this day.
Oh, like, okay, oh, they announced it. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, they did.
Damn. And then, yeah, just watch more Hawkeye, right? Are we getting... So are these episodes... Because last time we talked about episodes coming out on Fridays, right?
No, it's Wednesday.
But I guess it's Wednesdays.
I thought they were going back to Friday with Hawkeye, but I guess it's not Hawkeye. I guess some one of these shows is going to go back to Friday at some point. It might be Ms. Marvel. I don't know.
Unless we get a new episode of Hawkeye this... Maybe they just drop the two on before Thanksgiving, and then we get a new one on Friday, maybe?
I don't think so.
Doubtful, right? Yeah. Damn, that'd be cool. Now we're on that weekly shit with fucking Hawkeye, man.
I know. It was nice having two episodes right away.
Yeah, that was cool. Watch more Cowboy Bebop, right?
Yeah. That shit's pretty dope. I like it.
Okay, so one thing I didn't talk about, maybe, I don't know if I should do spoilers or not, but just a quick warning.
Wait, maybe you shouldn't talk about it yet. Cause...
Damn it. Now maybe I'll just tell you off camera. Then.
Okay, tell me about it. I'm focused.
All right, we out, guys. Peace out.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every
Wednesdays.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Don't forget to subscribe!